Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post-Credit Scene podcast.
Guys, no more opinions.
No, we just continue the flow. How are you finding Slow Horses?
Oh, my goodness. Wait. I'm about to finish season 2.
What did you think of it?
So, like, put it in my veins. Yeah. Oh, pull it in my veins, truly.
Who's your favourite character? Tell me you like Jackson Lamb now.
I don't like Jackson Lamb. I don't actually like him, but there's something there. And I'm annoyed, yeah, because Gaz is like, do you think we're meant to like him? Gaz is like, I don't think we are, but Gaz loves him. That's how I know he's a shit person.
No, you're not meant to, but that's the reason you do, because you're not meant to, if that makes sense.
I feel like he's just really good at his job, so I kind of can't.
It's unbelievable, his job.
In a very incompetent way, he's very good. Yeah.
He reminds me of Michael Scott.
He reminds me of Michael Scott.
He does. Because Michael Scott's really good at his job, yeah?
Like 3 times.
No, Michael Scott's really good at his job.
If you can name me 10, I'll give him
being good at his job is so notable that like you remember all the times. I remember every time that you're going to say when he comes back and negotiates the contract to get back in, when he wins the thing over in the Chili's. The show is 10 years long. He has like 4 moments.
He has more than 4. And also, yeah, the Scranton and Branch, they're meant to be closing for a full decade and they don't. Not too much of Michael Scott.
Just to be clear, so you're talking to like a big Slow Horses advocate. By the way, they also had
Dwight, who was the salesman of the year for like 5 years in the whole company.
Yeah, but Michael still managed, like he got the job done.
Michael took his fame.
But it was Meredith. Like if it was anyone, like it's Meredith, that's fine. That's a minor. It could have been someone important like Jim.
What, The Office?
Yeah.
Greatest show of all time.
Greatest sitcom of all time. Top three.
Top
three sitcoms of all time.
Yeah, Hondo.
Have you watched The Paper?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I'm shocked completely.
Yeah. Why even do a spin-off? Just make a whole other show.
It's just not the same thing.
It's like Parks and Rec. Like, just do a different thing.
Once
you separate it from The Office, it's actually a much better show. Yeah.
Absolutely. But like, I do think that they've kept like the essence of what the comedy is, but not like, they didn't like leave it with just what The Office was, which I'm so happy. Like, make it different toned slightly. Mm. Do you get me? Mm. The actors are so
Italian lady kills me.
Yeah.
She crushes me. Like, people hate her. I'm like, no, she's so good at what she does. Oh,
it's top tier stuff, man.
Yes, I can see you, a look in your face.
I don't know if I like her that much.
I think, but you're not supposed to.
No, but I don't enjoy her character that much.
But isn't this a little bit of like Michael Scott was also someone you should enjoy.
No, you're meant to love him.
Just saying,
he was a racist, homophobic.
Firstly, he wasn't racist or homophobic. Yeah, he didn't know Oscar.
He was wildly racist, homophobic.
He didn't know Oscar was gay, and you wouldn't have called him that word if he knew he.
You might be defining homophobia.
Do you miss some of the things we used to get in TV? More so, I guess, where like you'd push the line in terms of comedy and darkness and like delving into.
100%. Yes, but also, like Friends. Yeah, for example, Friends have a lot of gay jokes, but most of them are directed at gay people. So it's like it was used as like a negative connotation. You know what I mean? So not that.
Yeah, we won't go there.
Yeah. But like the way that the
Diversity Day, for example.
Hell yeah, run that back.
Oh yeah.
I don't think Diversity Day was that good as an episode. It really, like, in the grand scheme of the office.
But do you think that would be applicable? Do you think that would work in TV today?
I think we do this thing where we act like you can't say offensive things when you can, because Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons, and in season 15, Charlie Day says once again, the first ever episode, he says the N-word. Like, and he wrote that. They write the show, so he wrote in the N-word once again, in the heights of BLM. They do not give a can do it. And it's like, and he goes, all go, no. But it's the clearest part of the whole episode, because the whole thing is just chaos. They're shouting over each other for the whole 25 minutes. Yeah. That one word, clarity. Come on, man, you can say what you want.
As long as the thing is funny, it doesn't, like, Veep was on for years. I never had anyone complain about that show. That was
offensive as hell as well.
One of the most offensive shows I've ever watched in my life.
That's a really good point, actually.
I don't buy into any of that. I think everything's fine as long as it's funny. I find most people will bemoan some sort of woke thing when you look at it and go, it just wasn't a funny joke. Like, I look at a lot of those Friends jokes, I'm like, they're jokes. They're not even very good. My friend's trans, and she's constantly making trans jokes. I'm like, these are all great jokes.
Yeah.
And she says it all the time. She's just a bit like, everyone makes the same 2 jokes. It's the like, and I'm not going to say them because they're stupid. Yeah. And she's just a bit like, And she's just a bit like, we want to laugh at ourselves too. We just want them to be good. It's the same. I've never been around a funny joke around being mixed or being black or being a person of color and not being like, yeah, it's funny though.
Yeah.
If it's a good joke, we're gonna get you, man.
Oh yeah, facts. And who's your favorite stand up? That tells like a lot about the way somebody receives.
Oh, my favorite stand up? That's a hard question. I don't know. I don't think I've got one.
It was Dave Chappelle, wasn't it?
No, it was never Dave. For me, it was never Dave.
Yours, Dave Chappelle.
A crazy twist. I didn't like Dave Chappelle until around 7 years ago.
That's crazy. So I like the Chappelle show. That's when he got you.
I'm being so real. When he got like attacked on stage and he was talking about this and that, and then his SNL, all of that stuff, I was so, I don't know, he made me laugh.
Dave though, man. Early Dave is
Early Dave is going.
Early Dave,
guys,
man.
Guys,
Chappelle Show Dave, Tyrone Biggums Dave.
Do you know what? It just didn't sell for me. But
needed him to hate trans.
But
yeah, he has to wait for the transphobia. Suddenly,
you walked into that.
Suddenly,
that was so unnecessary.
Now I could go back and be like, Dave is dope, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can lie and say you liked it from the jump.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who my favorite. I don't think I have a favorite stand-up.
I really like Kevin Hart, guys. Yeah? I really like Kevin Hart.
I like old Kevin Hart.
I really like
when he wasn't around.
Yeah. I think he's great. I'm honestly like he's one of the first comics that I've watched and I've been like, you're funny. Like Grown Little Man is one of my favourite.
That was really good though.
What's yours, guys?
I have one, you know.
It's hard to find a favourite. Yeah, it's difficult.
I just don't really care for it, if I'm honest.
I would pay to see you laugh in private.
What?
Hey, yo, man.
Come on, man. Start episode.
Almost got him.
No, elaborate on that point. That's
Are you not a big dude? You're hard to make laugh.
I don't think so. Do you think so?
No, I make guys laugh all the time.
Manny? Here we go.
Yeah.
We'll be at one the other day.
Yeah.
And guys comes in, me and my boy John. They're chilling. And the first thing I say to guys are, do you want a drink? Start smiling bears. There are three things that can get guys going. One, good music, like good dance music.
Okay.
To laugh at?
No. Just to make him be joyous. Good dance music. Another one is a good drink.
And third is?
I would say the third.
Exactly.
I would say the third.
It's jokes about trans people.
No, that's a sham.
Hey, yo.
It's definitely thick women.
We got a post-credit scene podcast. 14 HQ original lovers of film, TV and theatre are back in the studio today. Horse, how are you? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm feeling good. Yeah. I'm excited for this episode. The whole gang's here today. Everyone's here.
Everyone's here. It's a full house.
Yeah. Woo! Gonna go around this way. Manny, how are you? How was your weekend?
I'm a good Bobrovsky. Weekend was good. So Begonia.
Quick thoughts.
I really enjoyed the film. Yeah, I think Jesse Plemons, because I've been seeing him for a while, that he's like one of my favourite supporting actors in any film. So we're looking forward to seeing him lead a film, and I think he absolutely smoked it, especially alongside somebody like Emma Stone, who I think has probably been one of my favourite actors over the last 10 years. And I think he outperformed her, not because she wasn't great, she was Emma Stone, she does what Emma Stone does, but because Jesse Plemons has so much of the emotional range from the beginning to the end throughout the whole film.
The story sort of leaned towards his character.
Yeah, 100%. And I appreciate the commentary of why people kind of go into these extremist groups and some of the reasons why they might fall into
without justifying, though. It doesn't justify.
It doesn't try to tell you why it shouldn't happen. Or it just tells you that it happens. And it showcases in ways in which people can fall into such extremist groups. And also, I'm not going to spoil the ending. I laughed for hours on the back of it.
Did you expect the ending?
No, I didn't think they were going to go that route, if I'm being honest. I didn't think they were going to go that route. But I did appreciate the commentary again on how we, as humans, have f***ed up the world and our capitalism is the main cause of it. So I enjoy a good film, but also a film that has something to say about the world that we live in. But yeah, Begonia is a really, really good film.
No shocks there from you, to be fair. Yeah. No surprises. Jason, how are you, mate?
I'm all good, thank you.
Yeah.
He's so simple, I love him.
Yeah, if you're good, I'm good. Yeah. Good to hear. Kiz, how are you?
Very good. Yeah, Man United winning again?
We're not doing that today.
Hold it down. Yeah. Liverpool are winning again.
Hussam, how are you?
He's already said, he's done that.
No, because we're not going to do football talk.
Zola,
wrap it up.
How was your weekend?
Honestly, really great.
Yeah.
Binged Slow Horses. I say, give myself Beja Basola, heavy on that. Give me like a week and I'll let you know how this new season is, season six, because I'm going to be done soon. That's I can just sense it. Like it's, ah, you know?
I think the good thing with Slow Horses, we get a season pretty much every year, which is like rare. And I know it's only six episodes, but it's, well, it's so well produced that I think.
But it's only six eps.
Season 7, haven't they already? Like as in at the end of season. Yeah, season 5, they've premiered season 6.
Seven's been confirmed as well.
But it's a show you want to watch slowly. I don't really want to binge. I know you are binging it, but like it is a show I take my time with.
Definitely not.
She binges it.
She binges everything.
That show in particular, I could never watch that slowly. Like I watched the first ep, yeah, then I was like, if I went to go wash up, I was like, I'm just stood here. Put that shit on.
Yeah, fair.
Really?
You watch TV while you wash up?
Yeah.
Ooh. I watch YouTube when I wash up. I don't know about
Do you wash up in silence?
It depends on the show.
No.
I need to be focused on what I'm watching. I'm sorry.
I'm focusing. You think I'm focusing on dishes? It's a safe animal to do.
I'm worried about the guy under the ass, to be fair.
Some it all day.
I'm not eating at your house or I'm not watching TV.
Don't do either. Let me tell you something right now, yeah? You guys can't put soap on a sponge and rub.
No, I just want
to be... Guys, come on. No, guys, you don't need to be like locked in.
I'd rather be sitting down, though, and actually watching. That's the difference. I'd actually rather just be sat down than doing two things at once.
That's okay,
Can you watch shows on commutes?
If it's like a Friends, that's fine.
Can you watch like a show on like a commute?
No.
No.
If it's a comedy, yes.
Sitcoms.
A sitcom, yeah, for sure.
Easy. So you only ever watching TV at home in a controlled environment?
I grew up in theatre. I just was saying, I train as a dancer and a choreographer. So my whole life is like, you sit in a place and everything goes off. So my relationship to any media is like, the world has to be shut out. I'm not watching anything without being 100%.
I'm semi like that,
I just can't do it. It's just a personal thing. Because I won't focus. I will get distracted. And if I start pausing it, I'm done, yeah.
I get distracted anyway, so it means it doesn't change anything for me.
The worst thing is having to like, go back because you weren't focused. Yeah. I started watching Mad Men recently and the show's really good for the first time.
That's my favourite show of all time, man.
And I realised, I wasn't focused, but this is Mad Men. So I had to go back to the start of the episode because I realised I wasn't locked in the way I should have been. And I went back and I was like, oh yeah, this is a really good episode. Whereas before, I was passively watching. And I hate doing that, so yeah. I think you have to look in sometimes.
I watched that show when I was young and then watched it later on and went, oh, I wasn't focusing at all.
Different
like
watch.
The brilliance hit me and I went, what was I doing? I was not watching this properly.
I had that with Sopranos.
I had that with Wire.
I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Rewatched it when I was like 20. I was like, oh, my days.
Yeah.
As you guys might have heard, we've got a special guest today. We want to give a huge round of applause to Jamal Berkmar. Thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good, yeah. So this is my first podcast. I've been like, I keep getting invited to do ones and I just never have the time. Or I'm in Leeds, so I'm just not around. But yeah.
Oh, put middle fingers up to them. Fuck you guys for asking. Joking.
What, for Leeds?
No, for the other people that have asked you. Oh, for Leeds as well.
Leeds. Oh, we're really good. God, all the disenfranchised groups are getting it today. Leave the North alone. So no, it's nice to be here. I've had a big movie month, so like I'm a bit back on TV. I don't know if anyone watches English Teacher.
I've heard good things. It's on Disney Plus, right?
It's actually not that funny. Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
We're going to have a bit of controversy today. I can feel
it's
bubbling.
It's actually not. So good. No, you guys season keep saying this. It's so actually good. Not that funny. Like, you can watch
LGBTQ
it.
LGBTQ people getting thrown under the bus.
No. Hey, my man.
No, that's my favourite show. Right
no, now. It's like, I think it's good, but people have told me, like, it's so funny. I'm like, no, guys, it's jokes. But it's not so funny. Like, you can
watch
it.
What's the bar for you for funny in today's space?
Ooh, what do I find funny? I don't know.
Like,
it depends.
What's funny now, I'd be interested to know, because we're very nostalgic with humour, aren't we? But what's making you laugh now?
This new season, Abbott, I laughed from the pit of my stomach.
You can't go wrong with that.
You can't go wrong with
very,
that.
Very, very funny.
I think you're cool with that. That's good. Yeah. Abbott's good. Abbott's a good place to be.
I think English Teacher's better than Abbott.
It's not.
Controversy.
No. It's actually just not. That's like a hard fact.
That show kills me. Anyway, moving on.
Before we get into the actual episode plan today, I want to talk to you quickly about yourself and getting yourself into the sort of the art space. Firstly, you said you've been watching a lot of movies recently. Do you want to talk to us about that? What you've seen, what you've enjoyed, what didn't?
I'm an ambassador for BFI, so they had me at the film festival.
That's a round of applause.
Absolutely.
That's a round of applause.
Absolutely. They had me watching a lot, and so this month, Sentimental Value got me. That was a big one at the festival. And then I don't know if any of you saw Bradley Cooper's movie about John Bishop, the comedian in Liverpool.
I didn't watch it.
I heard mixed things.
I went in thinking this was going to be like some average watch. It's probably my favorite movie at the festival. So this is what I've been doing all month, just watching a lot of movies. Which has been nice because people applaud at festivals, which I love. Like, you know, I hate when a movie ends and everyone's just like, all right, cool. I love a little applause. So, and same with Begonia, like, that was probably one of my favorite watches.
Did you watch Christie?
No. Oh, wait, Chris.
Christie, the Sydney Sweeney film.
No.
No, I don't like the way, no, I don't like the way you said that. I don't like the way you said that.
The thing is,
she sold her bathwater as a soap.
Did she do that?
Yeah. It was old. No, don't make me defend that that white lady. Please don't make me do that. Don't make
it
me
depends
do that.
On your perspective.
How much is it?
Or separating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
I'm
just, no, the
I'm
truth
just
is,
excited
yeah.
to watch.
No, the thing is, yeah.
Is this one which is a boxer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got you. But the reason it's really, really good, three main things, yeah. Number one, she hasn't got her boobs out at all. And that's really important to me. No, no, you're laughing, but like I brought this up multiple times.
I mean, it's a funny time for you to say that.
Yeah.
That's all she does, yeah.
No, it's not all she does, but I feel like she almost accepts roles or just leans into that, the whole like, yep, just how it goes. Like, she doesn't need to be naked. It's so unnecessary for some of the plots, that makes no sense.
She does have
that's
like,
good question. Is she that good as an actress?
She's, no, but this
she's
movie's
okay.
No,
she's okay, right?
But no, but this movie is really important. It's bigger than okay. her. And that's the reason I keep saying this to everyone.
And she's,
yeah.
she's yeah, she, I think this is like the monster Charlize Theron thing, right? She's like, she looks less than what she used to.
Exactly. Say, right? Like she actually got fit for it. Like she trained as a boxer. So like all that stuff, like it, she actually became
well,
Christina
she's got a history in kickfighting, right? In a
kickboxing.
Yeah, kickboxing. What the hell? Kickfighting is crazy. Kickboxing, yeah.
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 I will watch it.
People aren't going to watch it because it's Sydney Sweeney, which is annoying, but the movie is really important and like kind of people need to watch it.
You had two other points.
Yeah, okay. So that was it. The movie's really important and it's bigger than her.
It's about, is it like an abusive partner?
Yeah,
stuff?
But, okay. But it's more than that. It's like how she became like the face of female boxing and pioneered the sport. Mm-hmm. Like it's really, I'm not joking, like it's really, really important. Yeah, and I think it's a fantastic boxing film, but people aren't going to watch it because it's firstly, about a female boxer, someone who gives a fuck. But secondly, it's Sydney Sweeney, which is really frustrating. But the movie's so important.
Yeah, but people will watch it. You're just thinking, talking about like film bros, probably. What,
no, but I don't want it to get overlooked for like, oh, Sydney Sweeney. So like, I don't, everyone's had that reaction.
Basically. I liked the one, the like the weird, which is she like stole secrets, national secret. I can't remember what it's called now. Paranoia,
she was in a film where she stole secrets.
Stole like NSA. I can't remember what the hell she stole, but like,
what top was she wearing?
Well, she was, again, it was another one of these like very toned down, it wasn't doing what she was doing usually, but it's just
Echo Valley.
No,
Americana?
No, that wasn't, that's not, that's the
before.
Apple TV one.
Yeah,
before so Americana. No,
Echo Valley was alright.
Eden.
No, before.
Just alright.
Voyages. All
right, we'll do.
She's got a catalog.
Yeah, actually, no, I'm looking at it raw.
I just haven't seen a role where I'm like, damn.
Yeah, no, I get
she,
you.
She, damn, like,
but
I'm
also,
so
Ben Foster ate up.
She did get outperformed by Ben Foster. Stolen,
yeah, but like.
And Merritt Weaver.
Yeah.
The mum.
Yeah, the mum is crazy good. But Ben Foster, you watch it and you're like, you get. Basically, I cried four different times in
you
that
stole
movie.
Stole
the
show.
Yeah? Yeah, and I'm like, I keep telling everyone, guys, please watch it. Everyone keeps going, if you want to watch a box movie with Sydney Sweeney. And that's the, like, I've had that reaction from everyone, like, bro, no, I'm not watching that shit.
Did you watch Hamnet?
No, but everyone, like, everyone's telling me it's the greatest movie on earth. I've and really then I watched it, one person I sat with and went, they hated it. And I'm like, oh, you've really got in my head a little bit. So I'm excited to watch it. But
it's
no,
honestly,
it.
Like,
it was, I literally, I think it was like early on at the festival. So I missed
it. Yeah, it was first two, 3 days. Yeah. It was like incredible. Like,
fair.
Incredible
I've heard,
film.
I've heard that from most people.
And again, like, I was like you, I was going into it like, shit, what, a Shakespeare film? Oh my God. And it's about Shakespeare, right? So I was just like, oh, here we go. And then, but bro, Paul Mescal,
yeah,
absolutely shells it. Probably,
I'm like, hearing movie of the year vibes.
Probably the best support. Sorry, the best kid actors.
Ooh,
I've seen.
Wow, okay.
In like a couple years.
Okay.
Like they were top tier. Like they were top tier.
I will say people are like, people are saying they're oversaturated with the Pedro Pascals and the Paul, and they're not really doing that many movies. It's just I feel like we're so oversaturated by their starness.
Yeah.
Like in the media in general that. I just go, I can't be bothered with it.
Yeah.
With same with Sydney Sweeney, it's more like we never used to hear that much from these people. We never used to see so much of she does a jeans ad and it's like the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
That was big for all the wrong reasons.
Whatever the reasons are, good or bad, I'm like, I'm just
no,
over
the, thing
the
is,
saturation of celebrity. So I
Sydney,
hear Paul Mescal's name and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do another. But he's not really in that many movies. And neither is Pedro Pascal's not done that many. I saw this guy do a video on like, I think it was Adam Sandler did 10 movies in 1 year or something.
Yeah, but Adam Sandler, he's also producing his own films as well. So it's like,
But I'm just saying, it's we never got oversaturated with those people because they weren't so true. In our face,
and like, and it's directed by Chloe Zhao.
Who's
the GOAT? I mean, okay, she's a visionary. Okay, independent films, indies.
No, you're trying to support women now.
Chloe Zhao. If I was to write like a film, she's in my top five. I love Eternals.
Please don't do this. Please
don't
do this.
Don't even try me.
Please don't.
Okay, Eternals is one of the most visually appealing Marvel films.
That's not a high bar.
No, but it's high for her. We've never had a budget. Yo, wait.
Jamal, please, I'm making you don't do this.
Listen to me. Listen to me. It's high for her, right? Who has never had a budget. Look at her. Bro, her whole catalogue, okay, I'm pretty sure she has not got over 20 mil for a film, okay? She has been doing indies to small films for so long, yeah, and they always look incredible, okay? Yeah, Stunning film, right? Eternals is top three most visually appealing Marvel films. 100%.
Well, look what you've done. Look what you've done.
100%.
Apologize for us right now. Let's go through this again.
We've had this monologue for no reason.
Is this a big thing for you?
No.
Yes, no, it is. Our resident Marvel like supporter, basically part of the team. I don't know.
Yeah, listen.
You're not over it.
No. Actually, I've got a whole sleeve. It's just Marvel tats.
That's fine, but things should end though. You know?
That wouldn't shock me though. Huh? If you turn around and it's like, yeah, I got
a sleeve of Marvel tats. Yeah. I'll never get no girls in my life. That is crazy.
Yeah. Am I that into it now too?
No.
A whole sleeve though.
No, we're not. Like, no, we're not.
Depends on the sleeve. Like, depends who you've got on the sleeve.
I would get like the Endgame artwork. You know, it's like 50 man.
That's kind of cool though. That's kind of cool. I hate that's kind of cool. No, I'm not one of them. I'm not one of these things. But that is kind of cool.
If they recognize it all, then they're probably a
fan. I'm still thinking, oh my gosh, such a loser. But, you know, it's got interest.
Yeah, baddies. But also, baddies can be nerds too. Or nerds can be baddies too.
Yeah.
Is that the time? Yeah.
He supports women, he supports nerds, he supports... Look at him.
Come on, man.
He's trying to weave his way back from the transphobia.
Yeah. Yo, I didn't even like Dave Chappelle. Guy's dead, man. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, sorry. Anything else?
Anything else?
From
just
the
life?
from the festival.
I mean, this year, it doesn't have to be the
festival. Yeah, I mean, before the festival, I saw One Battle After Another.
And? Okay.
Broke me into many pieces.
Good or bad?
I think it's one of the best movies I've seen.
Let's talk about it.
Bro, I think one of the best films of the decade.
I think in 10 years' time, I'm going to say it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
All right. If we're really ready to talk about One About Another, we have to have a real conversation about it.
Is this some of the discourse I see online about it?
Maybe, I don't know. But I remember watching it, and I walked out of that cinema, being like...
How did we get it, by the way?
Because you asked me, did you watch anything else?
Because you went away. You couldn't control the...
Nah, phone call. Important to be fair as well.
Yeah. There's my issue with One About Another, is that everyone keeps doing this thing. The lead up to it was Paul Thomas Anderson, like he's our saviour. Not our saviour.
Okay.
That man will never be our saviour.
He will
never be he'll never be like...
Okay, cool, just check.
No, it's not black. Limit me.
I think you're directing that at him as well.
Who's saying this?
Yeah, no, he's not. You can't be our saviour. Like, no one can be our saviour because you're allowed to have duds. You're allowed to have movies that are a bit questionable, But my thing, One Button After... Here's the problem, guys. We have a movie that just fetishizes black women, No, I'm not trying to hear it's not too deep because
My whole life it's that deep.
It is that fucking deep, So you're going to have that movie written by a white man who notoriously does not write for black women, Look at his roster. Now, point out 10 black women for me right now. Can never be our saviour. Then he writes to black women and it's just fetishization and then spends 20 minutes of the movie, being like this chaotic scene with Leo, which is great, don't get me wrong, and I love his chaos scenes. I love The One in Wolf of Wall Street. I love them. They're great.
Hearing so much going on. Yeah,
I loved it in like the chaos scene. You know when he's driving and gets higher?
I think it's really good.
I think
on the Quaaludes.
One Battle After Another, it does the same thing as well, and it's really, really great. These chaos scenes are great. But we've almost breezed past why trying to join the Christmas night men, whatever that fucking is.
Christmas club.
Why are you, like, what is this here? Like, you have a black woman in it for the first 40 minutes. She's fetishized multiple times. Yeah. Then you have this biracial child who's kind of just like, just there. Like, it's like a driving vehicle.
I feel like she's distracted by the Teyana Taylor stuff because Regina Hall is not that character. She's so understated. She's so powerful. Her tears at the end are like, they hit me. The actress who's the nun Or like, yeah. And then you've got the daughter as
Thingy
well.
Pussy. I just was it?
No, man. She's
I do agree.
Dragon Pussy. Dragon Pussy.
You're thinking of someone else.
No, you're thinking of a different one. The yeah. nun at the end is the one who like gets in her face like, I see your mother in you or something.
Oh
like,
yeah.
I do think it's the Teyana Taylor stuff is loud. Yeah, of course. But they're all I think we have a weird relationship with sexualization. Sean Penn is the most sexualized character in that movie.
That's what I was about to say, by the way.
His entire ethos of like being a white supremacist for this black woman, he's clearly the most hypersexual in that movie.
No, because that, what that does, it's like us saying, oh yeah, slave masters are so like hypersexual because they're raping black women on the fields. Sorry guys, you can't tell me because you like to fuck white black women that you're just a sexual, no, you're a sexual deviant who's still racist.
That's
but you're
true.
Not, but you're not the most sexualized character, you're not, because it's not the same.
He gets a hard on in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Bro.
I don't see it in exactly the same light. And I also worry about this like narrative of, because he's never done it before, he shouldn't. I want all of these white directors. I want Wes Anderson to do a remake of Boys. And I'm sick of these people like getting skating by going, well, I don't have to because it's not, I've never done it. Well, then they never will.
But my problem is, so the one point you do, it has to be that. And that's my issue here, is that now the time when you've got bare black women in your movie, half of them are getting sexualized. Half of them are getting sexualized, yeah? Because even the daughter, to a certain extent, is treated like this little, like, outside. It's weird. Everything is really weird. And honestly, as a black woman sitting there watching it, yeah, I was like, no one else is seeing this. I walked out of the movie, bare people looking in front of me like, this is the greatest movie ever. And I was like, do we not just see the same thing? Like, the fact that you don't even have that opinion is what bothers me. It's like, people be like, it's movie of the year. And I'm like, oh, this, this, and this. And they go, ugh. And that.
So you, like, really hate, like, Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah. We did this in the first
episode. I could have told you that, to be fair.
Yeah,
because...
What, because of the same reasons?
Yeah, but my thing is that everyone does this thing, oh, as long as you've got black women on screen, okay, but we've gone so far past the point now, yeah, where you should have had black women on screen anyway. I'm not going to applaud you for doing the bare fucking minimum. And then the minute you do it, it's like that.
I guess the problem I have is, I think about that viral clip of Angela Bassett talking to... I think she's talking... I don't know who the white actress is, but there are these white actresses on the panel talking
Kirsten
about...
Kirsten Dunst.
Is it Kirsten Dunst? Yeah. Someone, some white lady. No, I don't think it's Kirsten
Dunst. It was Maggie Gyllenhaal.
It's Maggie Gyllenhaal. Oh, yes. And they're all talking about how sexualized they get. And then Angela Bassett makes a point of saying, that doesn't happen to me. That doesn't happen on screen in that way that it happens to white actresses. It sounds like we're never gonna get it right anyway, because you've got one half saying, well, hold on, we're not adored like that on screen. We're not wanted like that on screen. We're not sexualized that on screen. And then it happens, and now this is the response we're getting.
Two things can be true, though, for that, 100%. Like, black women can be like, it's kind of the whole Wim Wisaku argument in Sinners versus Teyana Taylor in One Battle After Another. Wim Wisaku is a dark-skinned, big, like a fuller figure woman. They were like, oh, I thought that was Stax's mom. And it's like, in what world was that horny? That was the immediate reaction. Yeah, it's like, the only reason you thought that is because
people were saying, I can't believe that he would like want to have sex with her character.
But again, she's the hottest one in that movie.
I thought she was great.
I said the same thing to you.
What
are we on? But again, that's truly
she
what it is.
She follows me on Instagram. I've worked hard not to say hi. How you doing?
I would have already sent the message.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. That kind of thing. Yeah. So two things can be true, where you can be over sexualized and not adored, because being sexualized isn't the same thing as being appreciated or
but I'm
even
that,
like sexually perceived.
That very specific thing from Angela Bassett was about the lack of, I guess, sexualization or the way in which what happens to a lot of white actresses doesn't happen to people. And then I think there's an Asian actress who says the same thing. I can't remember her name now. From Grey's Anatomy, and they start talking about the way that type of lusting doesn't happen. I also remember Viola Davis talking about this with Widows, where she said you never get to see that thing of Liam Neeson, a white man and a black woman, deeply kissing intimately for a long time. So I do, I think the problem is maybe the where it came from, a white director, essentially, you know, an adored white director with a predominantly white audience, then suddenly leaning into blackness and doing this. But I also think it
comes because the film's come out in the same year as Sinners.
Yeah.
And I like for me, Sinners is still the best movie of the year.
100%, always be.
And I think like there's been a lot of discussions around like why Sinners has been sort of cast aside, especially by the media and the way, but even the Variety article that came out at the early start of the year where they were like, Sinners needs to make a certain amount of money to be a box office success.
Not saying about One Battle's not even made its budget.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's like, where's the balance in the discourse? Naturally, we expect that because it's a movie that's based on black characters and black stories. So it's something that doesn't come as a surprise, shall I say.
Yeah.
But I think that's also part of the discussions, like, well, Sinners came out at the start of the year, but it's still one of the best. Why has it sort of been cast aside and one battle after another, white director, fetishizing black women? I think it all coincides and makes this like crazy potion of a discourse, if you like.
Mm-hmm. That does happen a lot with movies that come out early in the year.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then also it's technically horror, and horror struggles with like award stuff. Yeah. I think like I've always thought Hereditary should have got stuff for how good that was. Mm. But no, I agree.
Yeah.
The Sinners thing's crazy that movie made that much and one battle with Leo
didn't
scrape its budget.
But
that
Sinners,
should be a bigger story. That
but
should be.
Sinners really awesome. Jumped on this IMAX thing as well. Though. That was when like IMAX really put like a marketing push. Like I have never seen
not IMAX. Ryan Coogler.
Yeah. Sorry. That's what I was gonna say. His promotional. Yeah. That video of him.
10 minutes long.
I watched
it.
Why am I still watching this?
Yeah. Top tier video.
They all need every film that comes out now needs to be like, right, this is what we should be doing.
Yeah.
He's not too cool for school. That's what it is.
Have you seen now though? Okay, that like IMAX have like clocked now, so they're pushing like a bunch more things. Okay, higher marketing, creative campaigns. All of it. Do you know what I mean? Whereas, like, we've been doing this post for like 4 years now. Yeah, we haven't seen like an IMAX push ever.
No,
ever. You know, so like, yeah, it's. I think that helped it majorly. So okay, also because it's available everywhere. So it's not like what is it like for Dolbyplex in like LA? Like now, like this is actually like available everywhere. So yeah,
Kizzy's trying to rush me, but I got one more thing. I watched Roofman at BFI, and I missed it. I missed the actual this multimedia screening beforehand. I love that fucking movie. I think that movie is so good. Channing Tatum, superb. Like really, really good performance. Really made me feel for his character, Jeffrey Manchester. Even though he's like so highly flawed, at the same time, you can still see the humanity in his character. And Kirsten Dunst is like a great scene partner. Mm. I love that. Peter Dinklage. And it's so funny, yet at the same time, so heartfelt. And I teared up, I'll be honest with you. Teared up watching that movie. Because
I need to watch it, man.
It's good. It's good. I don't think it's going to be in cinemas for long, because it's...
Nothing is.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Unless it's like a...
Who's the studio?
Paramount.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Paramount.
I don't think I've teared up. Oh, that's not true. Forget it. Move on.
What's the movie?
No, One Battle did make me.
What
tear
scene?
Up, man. Not the scene. I've done a review and I tried to do a review the same night and I couldn't because I kept going. I have been going through like a big year on sort of, I guess like a real misconnection with, I guess, the way things are supposed to be. So I've been reading a lot of books about, I guess, like indigenous communities in America and in parts of like Australia and the way that they're like have a relationship to the earth. And how, I mean, this is all fun, but this is all fucking nonsense. This is all so silly. Mm. Everything we've built is so stupid. And I think One Battle was one of those movies where I don't really know what they're rebelling against, but I understand why they have this like...
Is that not a problem for you?
No. What would you say right now if you were to name everything that we have just societally that you think, yeah, that's worth burning it to the ground? Because I could name 50 things. I don't want one movie about one issue with what's going on. If you're gonna be a revolutionary, where would you start? There's so many things to I could go deep on that, but that I think a lot about that man. I don't know if this is the right for the podcast. That man who set himself on fire. And I'm like, that's the way I feel all the time. Mm. And so I get not knowing what they're revolting against.
There's enough things.
Because there's just enough things.
But do you feel like you've got to understand the revolution full stop? Because I feel like the focus moved from that to then, hey, I'm a white supremacist and I will fuck a black woman. It moved from that too quickly, and that's my issue here.
The irony of it all, okay, was that they weren't even fighting against the white supremacists.
Yeah.
That wasn't even their main... thing that was just like a side quest,
I don't know. My thing is like that's never an irony because that's always just like
Riddler trophy.
That's the bare minimum when it comes to like the revolution is white supremacy needs to die anyway.
Maybe that's it then. Right?
That is the bare minimum. So I don't think you ever needed to be really like a pivotal focus. But my thing is that
absolutely.
It went from we're burning this down, we're blowing up this bank, we're doing this.
Yeah, it's freeing immigrants beginning,
and then I'm a white supremacist. I will fuck a black woman. That's not that like it's not that big of a deal. That's not like a mind fuck. If anyone watched that and went, oh my goodness, he's white supremacy, he likes black women.
You don't think white people wouldn't have watched that and been like, wow. They don't.
No!
They think that people who sit with Candace. I've watched that Leo Skeppy on Instagram talking about Charlie Kirk's not a racist because he was friends with Candace Owens. These people, I think, like, as long as I can be in a room with you, I'm not a bad. They don't get it. They don't. People are out there not getting it. I'm telling you right now, that Sean Penn character for white people will fuck them up in a way that it would never fuck up black people. Like, it would never affect us. But there are white people going, huh? Really? 100%.
Because I thought he was the most underwhelming character for me, because I was like, this is not... I don't think
what?
It's... No, guys, because truly, no, my thing is, yeah. He's not... I don't think he's that crazy of a concept. You can't...
No, but that's not the point. That's not the point. That's not the point.
So then again, that goes back to my point. How could Paul Thomas Anderson be our saviour if he's just painting the fucking obvious? I'm saying it's a movie of the year. That's the obvious. Because has anyone even read a history book? Has anyone ever read a history book?
They've not.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. You're not wrong. Niggas ain't reading.
I think that's the point, isn't it?
You're right.
Like, the thing about... Sean Penn's character was like the way he was able to kind of like get into the mind of a white supremacist and whatnot, and that hypocrisy of like, oh, you hate black people but you also want to, you know, fetishize them, fuck them, whatever, etc., etc. And that will fuck up white people, because to your point, like, you know, white people will be like, oh, as long as I'm, you know,
the bare minimum.
I'm an ally. Trope of like, oh, I can't be racist because I got a black friend. Of course you can.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole trope, isn't it? And I think that's like. Didn't
Trump say some shit like, I've done more for black people than anybody in history? Yeah. These people are crazy, you know that, right? Yeah. Like, they need these messages more than we do.
Yeah, but I think for the most people that are reviewing it, or like people that I care about in terms of the opinion, are not focusing on the main point of the fetishization enough for me. Because it's like...
That's fair.
I think the review should be like, yeah, it's still a good movie, but this has also happened. I think things can be true. Like, you can still say it's movie of the year, it's going to be the greatest movie of all time. Cool. But you can't move past that. Like, you still have to address that. I think it's quite annoying that it's just being overlooked. In my eyes, it feels like black women are being overlooked, and that's my truth. Okay. It doesn't feel good. Yeah. It just doesn't feel good.
I'm going to quickly chime in into why I don't like one battle to another.
Talking.
I think my biggest issue with that is that the film introduces quite a lot of like concept and ideas. Like you mentioned earlier, the issue with freeing immigration, desexualizing of black women. And I think Sean Penn, it might be a bit more hypersexualized than Tiana Taylor's character, but the difference is that Sean Penn gets to be a bit more nuanced. He's written in a more nuanced way than Tiana Taylor's character.
We don't
is.
Get much time with her.
Yeah, and I think that you can add to the fact
which
that
I actually found quite frustrating.
Yeah. I wanted her to be more in the film. My problem with this film is that it introduces all this concept and it starts the film as that being the main point, because I feel like the film becomes a film about a dad wanting to reconnect with his daughter.
Yeah, that's right.
If that was the film,
let that
I'm
be the film.
Cool
yeah.
With that. By the beginning, you introduce this concept, you can introduce the ideas, and I feel like you just throw them to the side. I don't feel like there's any meaningful critique or analysis in terms of those concepts that are being introduced in the beginning. And that's why I just don't love this film. I feel like it had the bones of being something absolutely great and absolutely amazing, but at the end of it, I felt like it was a bit too shallow in my enjoyment of what I appreciate in cinema or in any art form. I think that's my problem with the film anyways.
You're right, clicks.
Did you feel similar? But going is similar though. I don't really know, like, their whole thing with conspiracies is just that they are into conspiracy. He says it in the movie, right?
No, so
I don't want to spoil anything because it's not.
Yeah. So
am I taking this? Do we need to move on?
Yeah, no, because we're not doing this.
No, I just don't know. No, I don't want anything to be ruined.
Oh, sorry, I don't want to spoil it, but I do find their relationship to conspiracies quite vague.
No, I think that's more of a conversation in terms of what there's like. You see that character? I know that person. I know that person they don't really have a place in the world. So they're trying to find different groups that they want to be attached to. So whether they actually have a good understanding of the conspiracy that they're attached to, it's completely irrelevant because that's who they are as a person. I think that's the critique. That's the critique. There are people out there that will attach themselves, because he mentions in the film that extreme leftist, extreme alt-right, but none of them actually had the true answers until I found you. Mm. So this is who you are. You just don't have a place in the world and you're trying to find it. I don't think him having a grasp on actually conspiracy theory is completely relevant. It's just the fact that you actually don't know where to put your feet into this world and you're trying to find somewhere to...
I will say, I do know... The guy who sells me mushrooms is always in my house talking about a different revolution. Every time he pops over, he's like, we've got to burn down this. Every time... So, I don't know. People can't focus.
Yeah.
People can't focus at all. So I'm not surprised that they were all over the shop in that movie.
I'm really enjoying the fact you're trying to move this on and it's not going to be...
Apologies. Yo, I'm done.
No,
last thing.
Anyway.
Sorry.
To mention mushrooms.
Sorry.
Shout him out, man.
You get 30 seconds.
Last thing. I watched House of Dynamite recently on Netflix.
People are mad about that movie.
Do you know what? Surprised the hell out of me. Okay, really good film. It tells a story of a country who, by the way, actually, oh, you know what? They don't say who it is, okay? But like a country has sent a nuke to the US, and there's like a 20-minute timeline, okay? And
so it's like three perspectives, isn't it?
Three different perspectives from the same perspective. Okay, so it's like you'll see it from like the guys that are like retaliating. Okay, in some random base camp, and then it'll be them against like the, you know, the Pentagon. Cool. It'll get to like the 17th minute. Stop. Start again from minute one, but from like. There's like a Zoom call with like all of these like, you know, Congress heads, blah, 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 blah. And then it'll be like his opinion. And then the last one is the president, you know.
People are mad about it.
And it is insane. Because like, no, really good.
I can't say, okay, but there's something in it that I think leaves, if you... You either will hate it or love it.
100%.
No, because more I love it.
I didn't like the choice. Because my girlfriend, hated it. Like right at the end, was like, no.
And you think it's great? Yeah, I trust
no,
her.
No,
trust
no.
Where would you rank it?
Huh?
If you were to rank it in a...
Oh, good.
Would you put
it? Nice segue.
Yeah. At least be prepared. If you're going to segue, let's stop there. Yeah. This is how I know he's not hosted a podcast.
Yeah, it's fine.
If you're going to segue, be prepared.
Leave it to Gaz, man.
I'm sorry. I promise you 10 more seconds.
30 seconds.
I promise you. Sorry. 10 more seconds. Yeah, nah,
that segue didn't work.
Like, this, I didn't enjoy the ending, but because I enjoyed the film, I was like, all right, cool. Do you know what? I confirm it. She got up from and was like, what do you mean? Do you know what I mean?
I looked up and went, sorry, what?
But it's because we're so used to getting that.
That's a movie for the dishwasher. That's a movie when you're washing the dishes.
No, firstly, I don't like the way you're saying that. Because that's a like a slur. I'll be watching this. I watched Sopranos whilst I was skinning up. How focused do you need to be to wash a cup?
We're gonna have to put a full stop onto that because we are moving on.
Yeah, interrupting me. Am I being interrupted right now? Thank you, Manny. I appreciate that.
Kids, go ahead, sir.
Yes.
All right. You guys know the rules of the game?
No, I read them out again for the audience. Because the audience needs to know the rules as well.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
All right. So today we are going to be ranking films into four categories.
Mm-hmm.
Categories are GOAT status, elite level, mid, and unrankable.
Can we change mid?
Yeah, I don't like the word mid.
Thank you. This because I have some that I just in my head don't belong in GOAT or elite, and I'm like mid is such a harsh word.
And it's vague.
It
will do.
Yeah.
Or just good.
Can we just clarify when we say mid? We're not saying it in the very Gen Z like mid.
I don't like the way you said Gen Z.
Mediocre. It's mediocre. Yeah.
24.
Mediocre. Mediocre work.
Mediocre. You forget your age, though. Because we've still got unrankable, which is the lowest.
Which is trash, basically.
So mid for mediocre.
Just say good.
That's
not what mid means.
I'm happy.
Mid means that it's okay, like it's mid.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Like the food wasn't terrible. It was mid.
Yeah, there's just one on that list.
So Gen Z basically.
We're speaking to your Gen right now, bro.
All
right,
cool. Then let's do it. What the hell?
So you guys ready?
Are you all Gen Zs?
No. I'm 31.
Just this one here.
I can tell.
Right, okay. Like I said, the fetish has a black woman. He was like,
No. It's the washing up dishes. That's what it is.
God forbid I clean the house and like to be like, what the hell?
Just about clean it, to be fair.
No, for real, guys. One day, I want everyone to turn. No, wash a cup. Everyone just wash a cup with your eyes closed. You should be able to do that. You guys have been on the earth for mad long as well. You guys can't wash cups in muscle memory.
What's the first?
That's a mad movie.
The first film on the list is Logan.
Oh, okay.
Unrankable.
Oh, mental illness.
That's just absolute nonsense.
Yeah, nah, don't worry. She'll get Albert. Because of me. We all love that film, right?
I'm going.
You guys know
I'm
that we're going to rank it for where the majority puts it.
Great.
But how do you want to organize this? Do you want us to all talk about the film? Or do you want...
If you want to talk about the film, you can. If not, you can just be like, all right, nah, for me, it's this.
So who do you want... Hey, you're hosting today.
Right, so Gaz, we'll go with you first.
Oh, okay. I think Logan's one of the greatest comic book movies ever made because it goes beyond being a comic book movie first. It's a deep dive into the character of Logan. He's been on this sort of journey as an X-Men and as a mutant, and he's finally coming towards the end of that journey where his character isn't meant to come to the end of his journey because he's meant to just continue to live. It's essentially a Western within the space of a comic book movie. It still gives you the gore. It's the darkest X-Men movie out of that franchise. Days of Future Past and all the other X-Men movies from the Fox universe. It's the darkest, it's the rawest. It gives you the violence that you'd want to see from an action perspective, but it's still got the heart and the character and the and the fact that it's the end of his story. I love his relationship with Charles Xavier as well, which spans from like the year 2000.
Yeah, that's when the first movie came out.
That's
number one.
From the year 2000 up until that point.
Yeah.
And the fact they gave us Deadpool and Wolverine after Logan is an absolute disgrace.
Okay, oh, thank God. Thank I thought you were about to be like, oh, it's a good thing.
I was worried you were about to gas
that's
it
the
up.
Reason. Yeah.
It's an absolute disgrace.
One of the
disgrace.
Worst superhero movies of all time.
Because what, they did to his character,
his son loves it.
Horrible. But yeah,
I don't love it.
Quick question.
I don't love it.
Eternals and Deadpool Wolverine?
First of all, Eternals is good. Right, guys?
Eternals is would go in like the mediocre. So
it's not on the list, don't worry.
Yeah.
But yeah, go on, Manny. Quick question for guys. Do you prefer the noir version of Logan?
I haven't seen it, but I heard it's great.
You should.
I did at first, okay, and then I almost watched it back to back, right? And but I think that the gore you lose it in
the noir version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the story is so much better in the noir version.
So you're going for what category?
Oh, come on, man! It's
go.
So wait, sorry. It's go and what? Sorry.
Go elite mid.
So elite's highest.
No, go is the highest,
man.
What is wrong with you?
So elite is like great.
All right, cool.
So go on, Bisola.
Okay, sorry guys, you're gonna hate me. I'm gonna pull it in mid. Yeah, ooh. But there's a couple reasons putting it in mid. Number one, I think at that point I didn't care for any more of the X-Men stories. I think I was quite like exhausted by that point. I didn't care anymore. Yeah, and the thing is,
she has a point because the films before Logan that came out, the X-Men
Dark Phoenix, isn't it? Yeah, it was
after
trash.
Days of Future Past.
It wasn't good. I agree. We had some really, really good.
Like some of the X-Men movies are fantastic. Fucking hell, really so good. Yeah.
And then Days of Future. Yeah.
Days of Future incredible. Was one of my favorite. Like it was Bad one of my movie. Favorite yeah. comic book movies. Like,
man, you need to watch it still, you know. I remember.
And then the Phoenix one. Yeah, it just upset me as well because of. Yeah, like, but the level of fatigue, it was a fatigue and fucking annoyance. I was pissed off because I remember watching Phoenix being like, oh my gosh, got Sophie Turner in it. Like, I was so excited for it. And
Game of Thrones.
Bro, it just did nothing. I was like, that's it. Don't piss me off.
But didn't you
now,
trust
yeah?
the fact of like Hugh Jackman?
No, I didn't.
Movies aren't great though.
They're not great.
I understand the feeling of like, yeah. of like, because there's been like great Star Wars projects, but I'm like, but the whole thing sucks.
Yeah.
And I can't get into it because of that.
Feelings.
All right, so
Andor's top.
All right, so
Sam, leave.
So we're going.
Oh my god,
he's gonna implode.
Me. Oh my god!
Did you bring me here thinking I was gonna be on your side?
He's actually sweating.
I'm going. I don't have much to add. I think not only do I think it's one of the greatest superhero movies, I think it's one of the greatest movies of all time. I think I don't have a letterbox, but when I did, I'm pretty sure it was in my four.
Not bad.
I could watch that movie any day of the week.
Yeah.
I think in particular. Daphne Keenan. Who also follows me. We had a chat the other day, actually. One of the greatest physical performances. There's a moment where she like just looks right with her eyes, and I'm like, that's it. She killed it. And again, I didn't need them all back for Deadpool and Wolverine. Like
I really didn't like Phoenix, and then I was like, oh, this is good, but it'll do. And then you give me that. But I'll just take the whole thing.
And they made a joke of it in the start.
Yeah. What are they doing, man?
Like, he's going through every timeline to try and find Logan. And he finds a miniature Logan. Then he finds... I was like, oh, bro.
This is what I mean. I think this is when people are stupid. Because to watch that opening and be like...
It's not miniature Logan. It's real life Logan. Because that's how he's actually sized in the comic books.
Logan. I'll say about Deadpool Wolverine. We've got Channing Tatum as Gambit, so...
Yeah,
cold.
That's a plus.
That says everything about where we're at with Marvel.
I don't know.
It's just cameo city. Your only praise is we got a cameo.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Marvel. Over the last
you're literally shooting with Sam in the face. Like,
how many years? You're putting it.
Yes, I'm excited.
All right,
yes, Ghost Status, dope film. I actually think, okay, that ironically it's his most humane film.
Logan's or Hugh Jackman's?
Logan's. Because he's in a land of mutants. So do you know what I mean? But like, I think it's the most like the down to earth him film, and the first scene for me, okay, is one of my favorite scenes, the limo scene, okay, because like he has no reason to chop up these guys, and it's like chop, and it's like, yo, chill out, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's cutting off arms.
Yeah,
do you get me?
Like, I think it's Hugh Jackman's best movie.
Yeah, just top
plus,
two.
We'll stay with you for the next one. Hitch.
Hitch. Oh, I think that's one of the greatest rom-coms of all time.
Oh,
yeah.
Now we're just saying things.
And one of the most underrated rom-coms of all times.
Now we're just saying things.
Yeah, yeah, because you're Will Smith haters. Yeah, okay. Oh, he dominated decade, bro. He dominated.
No, you keep doing
he
this.
He dominated.
Okay, so did Eddie Murphy, but I've not watched anything from that man in like 10 years.
No. Hitch, remember Norbit? Hitch, yeah. Top film. Okay.
Oh, please don't do
this Hitch
again.
Didn't
please
come do this out again. Now. We're talking about
2005.
Then. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're talking about then. Right.
It was him. It was not the Rainer movie.
Ava Mendez, right?
It's a good movie.
Okay.
No, it is, but he's actually like, the greatest one. It's not.
Ava Mendez, Go Elite.
Where are you ranking the movie, bro?
Yeah.
Elite.
Oh, okay.
I can accept Elite. I'm mid. It just doesn't stick in my brain. I don't really remember. I don't recall. There are movies that, like, I can remember the year because of how much it, like, hit me. And I just don't know if it like captures a point in time for me, like
the allergic reaction. Do. You know what I mean? He's like, mm-mm. And when he kicks it off the jet ski, all right. I can tell you every scene, honestly. Like,
yeah, that's great. I'm happy for you. It's a mid movie for me.
The scene you enjoy the most is the scene of him hitting a woman.
Transphobia. DV. He's on a roll.
I just think as well, if I think about rom-coms and romantic movies in general, it doesn't crack my top 10.
Oh, boo. I love a rom-com. I'm not on his side. Don't ever put me on his side.
I'm saying it doesn't top my rom-coms. Not that I don't like rom-coms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's my heart. Oh, my God. Okay, cool.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
It's not top 10, but it could be an elite or mid. But I think there should be a good. If there was a good category.
Unfortunately, we're still there.
Okay, don't interrupt me.
It is like 6.57.
Yeah, like I'm not angry at it, but I'm scared there's no other rom-coms in that list. And if there isn't, I will be annoyed if that's the only one and I pull it in mid.
It's also like the peak of where stars really mattered. You're going to see that movie because of Will Smith.
Yeah, and I kind of love it.
I don't think that movie
wasn't the Mendes, she was... support actor, what's his name? The guy that plays Paul.
Oh, Kevin James.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin James, yeah. Like, Joy is okay. And at that point as well, yeah, it was like, I think why Will was like the greatest at that point was because you didn't know what genre he was stepping into, okay? And like him doing that was so light and so grown up for him, okay? In a time where he just left Fresh Prince and blah, 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 blah. So yeah, I just thought it was like a nice grown up tonal shift.
Okay, so I'm going to put it in Elite or Mid, guys.
Got nothing to offer, I can't remember it.
Oh, no.
You got to pick.
Then the bottom one.
If you can't
remember. No, don't put it unrankable.
Yeah, if you can't remember, then unrankable, yeah.
Okay, so it's going to sit in mid then.
I said mid. I'm a mid. You're
I'm a mid elite, but I can live with mid.
So elite then?
So mid. Yeah, I think that's a mid.
All right, that's fine.
Next one we'll go with is Joker.
Elite.
Nice start.
You're smoking crack.
Unrankable. One of the worst movies of all.
Not two,
time.
One.
Both of them. Let me start by saying this. It's a bad Batman movie. Like, it lives in the world of Batman. Why put him in the movie if it's just about Joker? Yeah. It's clearly about.
Because it's called The Joker. It wasn't called
Batman. I'm still going. No. Let me say this right now. It's a shitty Batman movie, firstly. I don't want to know who his fucking neighbors are. I don't want to know anything. The Joker exists because the Batman exists. I don't need to know about this man, his mother, his father, his this, his that. It's also a crappy movie about mental health. It's one of the worst. What is his problem? Nobody knows because he's the Joker, but he's not really the Joker. It's dreadful.
It's just extreme psychosis.
What does that even mean, man?
It means extreme psychosis, Jamal. What else is meant to mean?
The point we made earlier, though, sometimes it's okay not to know.
Yeah, a second ago it was okay to not know why they're rebelling.
Sure, then play it in the world of not knowing, but you do know. You know he had a neighbour who he fancied. You know he had a mother who...
He was having a bad day. Do you guys remember? He was having a bad day.
You don't tell the story of the Joker. Joker is an untellable story. Why make that movie?
I guess
why
like,
he is... Why we don't need every fucking myth on screen. I hate that movie so much.
Do you know like, what I do hate? I hate that
he's a you know what I say about the movie? It came at a time where DC just needed something.
It also came at a time when white people were mad and they were just like, that's
just been a thing to be fair.
One time, hello.
Yeah. Like, sorry, I interrupted. Yeah. Sorry.
Like, bro, like, do you see, like, the Dark Knight, okay? Like, what I think what made Heath, like, a little bit more, like scarier, okay, was the allure of like not having a background,
yeah,
okay, and there was like weird stories, okay, and that you know, and that stuff. However, even though I do say this, okay, and I agree with that point, that do we need a Joker story? I still think that the film was really good.
I'm not gonna lie, I really enjoyed. Also, I thought his name was Jaquan. I love Jaquan's performances.
Do you know what's so funny? The first time you found out his real name was on the pod.
Yeah, yeah.
You really thought that?
I thought Jaquan. His name was Jaquan. I said, why do they keep calling this white man Jaquan?
You're like, I can't remember her from Abbott Elementary. Oh, so names right.
Don't you remember the time on the pod?
We were on the pod. You guys kept saying Joaquin. I was like, who the fuck is Joaquin? His name's Jaquan. His name's not Jaquan.
His name is Jaquan.
No, it's Joaquin.
Oh, thank God.
The funniest thing is we was playing a game. I think it was playing guess the movie by the actor.
And I was like, I was like, I know the movie because there's one with Jaquan, yeah? And they were like, no, it's Joaquin.
Jaquan
and
is crazy.
It confused
man.
The hell out of me.
Where'd you rank it?
I'll put it, no, honestly, I actually don't love that movie that much, but because you have such a visceral reaction, it's annoyed me even more. So now I want to put it in Elite just out of spite, but I don't even really mean it. And that's the annoying part.
So where would you?
I'm going to put it in mid.
Classic Joker fans.
Classic Joker.
He's putting it in. I'm putting it in unrankable.
Yeah. If there's one lower than that, he was going to put it in that.
Yeah,
that
shouldn't have been unrankable.
So you're putting it in?
No, I just want to be clear. Just say unrankable, not trash.
Okay. Oh, but I'm saying trash.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, but just for future reference.
Elite. Man, he said, hurry up, please.
So elite, no. Mid.
Are you mid?
So really and truly, this is the tiebreaker now because they've each chosen one of the categories.
It's not mid, but it's not like there either. It's in between. So I enjoyed the movie for what it was. I put it maybe, what's the one but above Elite? That's not Elite, though. I don't think it's Elite.
God. So you think
it's mid? Because
so
it's not Elite. So elite is too kind. Elite is too kind.
So mid.
I can accept
that.
Yeah. Cool. I don't mind having my name attached to that. That's fine. If it had been elite, you'd at least put a little asterisk.
Yeah.
I've never been so disappointed in all three of you.
Where are you? Oh, are you with me?
You put him in trash.
Well, Jason, that's bullshit because you've heard us talk about this film for like 4 years.
He's been a hater of that for ages.
Do you know what, though? I must have blocked out my memory.
You also don't like Idris Elba, so I don't really want to hear from you.
You don't like Idris Elba?
He doesn't, yeah.
No, I do like Idris Elba.
What are you even talking about?
I just think he's a bit overrated.
He's fine.
What are you guys even... What are the words you're saying right now?
I don't think he gets massively rated like that.
He doesn't. You guys just
does. They wanted him to be Bond. If you're going to say that you're going to piss off all of white Britain by making Bond black, and you go with Idris Elba.
That is the perfect person.
Damson, Idris would have been better.
No, it wouldn't have. Idris Elba would have been better.
The only reason, but the reason is because of how good Luffy
he's
was.
He's sexy as fuck as well. You guys are forgetting Pretty Privilege also works. If you're going to be Bond, you've got to be sexy as fuck.
People also, fancy Jared Leto. I don't know what that is.
I just say as well, okay, that Idris Elba was in House of Dynamite, yeah, and he played the president, and his accent was fucking awful, and I was so shocked. He was horrible in it.
Because he's good in The Wire.
His accent
in The Wire.
And that's why.
No, like Sugar Bell, you guys are actually.
Yeah, that's so funny.
I'm with you. Sugar Bell, like, great.
American accent in general is always good. Has been fine.
It will
right?
do. No, it's
but
not
like,
great.
But like, bro, in he was going in and out. It
Even
was
in the
so
wire,
bad.
Accents, like, fine. It's
it was so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I like it.
Percy, you have red on your shoe. Oh no, you don't. Sorry, MK's gone.
Goat was harder.
Goat.
It's all right. It's a goat.
Goat. I'm actually not
going with elite just because I can't. There's
goat.
Flaws in it. I can't call it a goat, but it's
no, goat.
I'm going with elite.
All right.
Yeah, elite.
Right. No, so we didn't even talk about the movie. That's a good fucking movie. Yeah,
that's my favorite movie.
They've got like 100 films, you know.
No, okay, cool. But I'm happy to pull it. No, we don't actually write that much here because my point is going to be that why I think it's so great. But I do think it's a really great movie. I loved, honestly, that time we had loads of like women-led movies, yeah, and it was like predominantly just the cast of just women. White women, we have to accept that part. But it is just women, and I get to at least half of it.
It was cool. Excited for a sequel.
I don't care for it that much. Yeah. I don't care. I'll go watch it.
What's it going to be about?
But, and that's the thing. I do hate the
Meryl
fact that...
Meryl Streep's even meaner.
Yeah, I do hate the fact that Andy almost like... I hate the whole trope in like the 2000s, 2010s, yeah, where women like are so ambitious and then men tell them, guys, it's not worth living. And they go, you're so right.
But also, that's why it's been cool because there has been a reevaluation of that. Yeah, people hate him, right? People hate the boyfriend.
Terrible. Yeah. He's a shit person. But we're meant to be...
Yeah, he's the villain of the story.
Meryl Streep character is meant to be the. She's not a villain. She's just she's like get the work done. She's the boss. I'm sorry, get the work done. But
it's
she's a woman. That's
the
reason
great,
she's a bitch.
Like moment in time to show you that like because all of that's changed. We look at that now and we celebrate them and we hate him. And I don't know when that came out. It was probably Hitch era as well, right?
2005, 2004.
That's that time where we thought that about the world. We thought of Andy's character as a villain. 2006.
Wow.
Yeah, 06, that's that era of like...
So true.
He's the hero for saying stay home and don't be ambitious. Yeah, it's a great movie.
Good film.
Yeah.
Really good film.
But I'm elite.
Okay, Keza has an instant message for you, man.
The Social Network.
That was so good, Manny. No, that was so good. Thank you. I am
the disgusting both thing. I saw you grab the mic to make that joke.
You know me.
Saying quite a little
I'm gonna put it in elite. I remember watching The Social Network and thinking this was one of the greatest movies ever. It was 2008 and I was quite young.
I think it's 9.
I'm putting it
at 10. I think it's 2010.
Yeah, Matt,
ends the decade, right?
Does it?
I am putting
it. I remember watching it and being like, this is so good.
I'm putting it in mid. Putting it in mid. I love the film. I love the film, but the same way you with the Joker, right? I don't think it's elite,
you
but I don't think it's.
You emailed me many times to be here for this.
Bro, I like the film. Like, I don't dislike the film. Okay, but I think that what's his name, Jesse
Eisenberg.
I feel like his portrayal of Zuckerberg was off. I don't think that is or was Zuckerberg at any level. And bear in mind, we got to see Zuckerberg in a public forum for 20 years.
I do think that's fair.
He over hyperbolized who he was. He made him like the Sheldon Cooper of this, and that's not
like
what he
was.
Do you think that from that film? But look at thingy as Zuckerberg. But he's a social, really
he's
kind
a
of
robot. He's an android. Yeah.
It just for me it didn't correlate, which made the story a little bit less believable.
Well, you care about that?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't care. Like, I think that performance from Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Is brilliant, but that movie's fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
And like, I just think I don't want to note for, I want to know the soul of a person.
Yeah.
For me, it's GOAT, basically, is what I'm saying.
But like, Aaron Sorkin's best. You're telling a story of one of probably top five most generational moments in history, okay, which is like the social era, right? Okay. And the person at the forefront of it, and you're getting him wrong.
I think
it's
a fair critique, but I don't give a shit.
Stop apologizing. Don't do that
because you don't talk to him like that at all.
Yeah.
So you can't do that.
You in this situation,
Guys.
Okay.
No, this is next.
I'm saying elite.
No, elite, GOAT, mid, Gaz.
It's not elite. I don't want to put it as GOAT, so I'll put it. Sorry, touch the mic.
Elite category.
Manny, what was you going to say quickly?
I was going to say that opinion was out of this world, and now to Kiz.
We're not segueing to you again.
No, the next film is Interstellar.
Out of this world. Okay, cool. I hear it.
Yeah, but we're not segueing again.
I'm going to say. Okay.
I'm going to go.
We will interrupt it.
I'll take it.
No, I don't. I know.
Oh, I know why you did that. Whoever picked that.
I'm going to say something not very nice.
I know why you picked Interstellar.
My opinion on Interstellar will always stay the same. Nothing happens to the last 35 minutes.
I don't love the movie as much as everyone
else. The movie has been it's one of those movies when someone goes, such a great movie, have you watched Interstellar? And you go, hey man, like, I have watched it, it's good. But nothing happens to the last 40 minutes. But you're meant to believe that it's so important, you need all this, but you don't, because nothing happens to the last 40 minutes. It's the film bro movie that pisses me off.
The film bro
and
movie.
It jars the fuck out of me, because the movie's not bad, but you guys keep blowing smoke up at my man's ass. Like,
it makes it harder to enjoy the film because it's good.
It is good, but like, you would have thought it was a great, you would have thought, according to everyone else, it's one battle after another. Mm. Bullshit. How about that?
By the way, Matthew McConaughey, one of the greatest actors of our generation. Okay.
Just lie down if you can't.
Okay.
I'll hold it.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm going to put it in elite, not GOAT. I think, like you said, it is a very film bro bait film. Matthew McConaughey was fantastic in it, all right? And he should be given all the praises.
What are the weaknesses of the movie for you?
I hate that movie. I think it's an incredible cinematic experience. The score's incredible, the visual's incredible. But the writing is love transcends dimensions. What the fuck are you talking about? What is she on about?
Okay,
some of the worst writing. I'm going to keep going. And then what's the Matthew McConaughey arc? He's desperate to get back to his daughter. He gets back to his daughter and then he dips. He goes, you die here alone with people I don't really know. I'm going to find
for
Anne
the
Hathaway.
Sake of knowledge.
I'll get out of it.
For the sake
the
of
whole
knowledge.
Movie, I'm going to get back to my daughter. Hey, bye. Also, they set it up at the beginning. She goes, when we're going to get back, we might be the same age. And then there's your foreshadowing. Now she's an old lady and you still dip. I also just think everyone gets wrapped up in like these epic moments. Those aren't mountains, they're waves. Or the fucking tick, 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 tick. Incredible cinematic experience. It's a roller coaster. It's not in the top 10 Nolan movies. It's not in the top 10 space movies. I think every movie Nolan's made is better than Interstellar. I think it's the ultimate male fantasy movie of, I'm incredible. Look, I did it. Oh my God. It could be any of us.
That's kind of like a Nolan.
Click.
What's your favorite Nolan movie then?
Oppenheimer.
Oh, come on.
Come on, man.
Just like that.
Don't make me
take
my clicks
back. You're going to tell me that movie isn't incredibly well made? No, you might hate the character. You might not like what it's about. Are you going to tell me that movie isn't incredibly
I did say, amazing gowns, gorgeous gowns. Yeah. No. That's like, huh?
My favourite is The Prestige. Sorry, to be fair. I think Oppenheimer's his best movie.
No, gorgeous gowns, amazing gowns. I'm watching a movie with all men. What the hell is that about?
Elite.
Mid.
Mid.
I'd be fair and say mid.
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 Oh, mid, you know. I don't love the movie.
So
I promise
mid
you.
It is.
I don't love the movie like everyone else.
I get teary when I first saw it in the cinema and the 27 years thing. I was like, oh yeah, that's sad. And then I watched it again. I was like, you're just sort of, it's such emotional manipulation.
You know what ruined my experience with the movie? I hadn't seen it until everyone said, it's the greatest thing ever. And that just ruins your experience to some degree because you're sold a certain level of expectation where it's going to be like this grand thing, which is going to be impossible to reach because the ceiling is nowhere. It doesn't exist. But in saying that, I got told Memento is great, and actually think Memento is fucking incredible. So,
they leave that movie, they leave that poor black man on the ship for 27 years, get back, he dies 5 minutes later. Yeah. I mean,
it's not their fault.
No, but you write it better. Write the movie better. That's all. He's just waiting around.
That's how I feel about Mama. We're about to have another. Oh,
okay. Right.
We're not going into that again. The next film.
Also, that black guy is in The Diplomat. David, he's great.
Oh, Diplomat is such a good series. Yes.
All right, next film is Meet the Parents.
Oh, I didn't think that was going to be on here.
So,
I don't think I've watched it.
Then we'll start with Gaz.
Meet the Parents. I don't think I've watched it either.
What?
Yeah.
You've not seen it?
No, never. Haven't.
Classic. That's a home film. Are we okay?
Yeah,
should we start
it.
Then?
Yeah, sure.
I'm struggling to say GOAT because I just, but maybe it is. I don't know.
I think when you look at the cast, again, you go, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
De Niro, okay. Stiller.
Yeah. And it birthed like 5-6 films. Do you know what I mean? So
there's another one coming soon.
Yeah. So like, obviously, some kids. Correct me if I'm wrong, okay? But it birthed like Meet the Fuckers and you know all of that.
Meet the Fuckers, Little Fuckers,
yeah.
And now there's another Fuckers one.
Yeah, all of them. So like
that trilogy, yeah.
But like also if we're gonna put it at anywhere near like a GOAT level, are we gonna give like a film like a, what's that one of Adam Sandler that has like 5 films now, bruv? With All His Boys.
Oh, Grown-ups.
Yeah. Because that's the same. That's the same.
I think and they Meet the Parents is better. Yeah. I think it's a better. Really? I think it's a more well-made film. I think that like some films are funny, and I don't think they're very good. Like I look at it and go, I can see all the flaws in it. I think Meet the Parents is a good movie separately, and I think Grown Ups is quite cheap in places and like easy humor.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Meet the Parents is a like a sort of higher class of comedy, I guess is what I would say. But it's still, I'm struggling to say go personally.
I'm saying Elite.
Cool, we'll go Elite then.
But you've not watched it?
No.
That's crazy. You should watch that movie.
Sorry,
next one we'll go with is Snatch.
Oh, I can't lie. That's Elite for me. It's not.
No, I think I'm with you.
It's Elite.
Do you know who got me into that film? Kana. He would like rap about it in like a lot of his like early, some grime. Records, and then, so I was like, what is this film?
It's the pinnacle of that for me. It's the pinnacle of that short Guy Ritchie run, because I don't think his movies, I don't think he's like the greatest thing ever.
No.
But he had a really good like 2-3-4 year run where he like, but he made the same movie time and time again to some degree. But they were enjoyable, innit? Yeah. Brad Pitt, I know not everyone's a big fan of him today, understandable, but in that particular movie, I thought he kind of stole the show.
Do I even think that's of that run, that's my favorite Ritchie? What else is around Lockstock?
Lockstock. That was first, didn't it?
And was that first?
And then that's why Snatch kind of went under the radar slightly at the time, because Lockstock was like...
Yeah, Lockstock, yeah.
But I think Snatch is really good. Big fan of it.
So you're going with Elite?
Yeah, just about. If there wasn't, if there was an in between,
did he do Rock and Roller as well?
Yeah, Rock and Roller. That's my favorite one.
That's my favorite. I don't know if I say it's better than Snatch, but it's my favorite. Yeah. Like it just hits me the right way, man.
It's quite a big stacked cast as well when you think about
Snatch or Rock. Yeah, yeah. They're all quite.
Vinnie Jones is in it as well.
Oh fuck.
Vinnie Jones, Stephen Graham.
Stephen Graham is in that movie.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
Stephen Graham and Jason Statham's relationship in that movie is a huge reason why I really enjoy it, because them two are great together. And Stephen Graham.
I'm gonna agree with that film.
Yeah, that film was great.
What's that? I'm gonna say Elite.
Because Stephen Graham.
No, it's one of my favorite.
Oh, Snatch is great.
I'm gonna say Elite.
I'm gonna go with Elite.
Okay, cool.
I feel like you would get hit so fast with that GOAT status for it.
Yeah.
All right. Have you seen Snatch?
Yeah, and okay, I said Elite.
Cool. Right, cool.
Next one we're going to do is Crazy Stupid Love.
Goat level.
Yeah, I'm goat level.
Goat. Just... No, we need to discuss it. Everyone say goat. Let's go on.
I'm in between Elite and goat, but
I'm going to say Elite.
I'm goat.
I'm going to go Elite. I'm Elite.
Always.
Bro. Yeah.
Two elites, two goats.
Okay, goat. So as a tiebreaker, I'm going to go goat.
Yeah, thank you.
But the interesting thing with the movie, that was like the culmination of like those types of movies. Yeah. That was like the end.
Yes, it was.
I felt like a really great full stop to that era, and we haven't come back to that. I'm glad that's the movie that ended
Sydney Sweeney, Anyone But You, whatever the hell.
That's a terrible movie as well.
Also, that the twist in that movie is one of my favorite twists of all time.
Oh yeah, yeah, no,
we
really
think, we think of twists as like big drama, someone dies. No,
it was dope.
That twist, I'm like, wait, what?
Because who's Nana? Because who is
who
that?
Is that?
Yeah,
they were perfect.
No, it was a good movie.
That's an underrated twist because of the genre.
Yeah,
man.
All right,
good writing,
good twist,
good writing. Yes.
Yeah, Manny got a stupid little segue.
Yeah, go on, man.
Wasn't I stopped doing them?
Oh, you shamed him out of it.
Cool. Next film, Tropic Thunder.
Oh shit.
Mid.
Is that the movie that has my man in blackface?
Yeah.
Oh, am I alone with this?
Can we be so serious right now?
No, sorry. Obviously, blackface is
context,
crazy.
The context
in the film is
funny,
understandable.
Man. Yeah, it's so
because
funny.
It's not a thing of, oh, here's blackface. Ah, it's funny. They do critique and analyze it and highlight the fact that it is actually an issue. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
There's no issue with it.
He's that kind of person.
Okay, here's the thing with blackface, yeah? Who's that white comedian, white female comedian, and she was like, blackface is wrong. So she did blackface to show us why it's wrong. When you do something to tell us why it's wrong, doesn't mean you've done anything. It's like when they keep putting... No, guys, please stop sighing when I'm speaking. Do you know when they put Chet Hanks in...
bring up Chet Hanks?
When they put perfect example. When they put him in...
I kind of like him now. He's grown on me a little.
Was it in... No, it wasn't Atlanta. It was in Empire. Atlanta. It was in Atlanta, yeah? Atlanta. But they put him down as who he is in real life. As like... And
Trinity.
That's
he was in the Trinity, like,
and this is my thing, When I was like Charles Gambino, like, bro, you love to do this where you think because we played on it, you haven't played on it. You put him in and the person he really thinks he is, you're not laughing at him, you're laughing with him. Because what you've done is gone, we love you like that in real life. Tick. So when you put someone in a movie and then be like, we've commented or critiqued it just because they would have done it already, doesn't mean it's like it's not the real critique. It's just
like Chopping Thunder, they definitely laugh at him.
Yeah, for sure.
I think they're laughing at all of Hollywood in that moment. They're laughing at people who 100% do that kind of thing.
And like there's almost like a tone of like Michael Scott in there as well. Okay.
Don't try and office me into it.
Hold up. I'm gonna do it. Okay. Because you see when Michael, right, tells stories about the wildly
The Chris Rock joke,
okay? But you don't see it happen, right? Okay. It's just us seeing it now. That's all it is. It's the exact same person, but Ali J is just showing
up. Scott energy about it.
That's it.
You guys
okay?
rate it. You guys rank
it. Get me. It is a good film, but it is mid.
Do you reckon?
You haven't seen it.
I'm not watching the movie. It's got blackface in it. I know what I am.
White just has whiteface.
Exactly. I don't care about whiteface. You think you're trying to transfer me? Yeah, you can't get me, bitch.
So we're going
mid.
Elite.
All the fighting for it to be mid. You better pull it higher. You better pull it fucking higher.
He said mid doesn't mean bad.
No, you have to pull it higher because there was too much talk about it.
No, I put it higher right now. Meaning of blackface, not the film.
He said mid elite. You don't want to rank it.
No,
that means you're a tiebreaker.
Mid.
Mid. So it's going mid.
But like not in a bad mid. It's like
cool. Next one, is The Notebook.
Go. If we can deal with Tropic Thunder, I'm putting The Notebook in goat. The thing is, and this is the crazy part, this was pissing me off the most, yeah. I don't even believe it. But now I'm just angry. It has to be higher. Like, he sighed and that's pissed me off even more. So now it has to be going.
I didn't sigh, my whole face contorted.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I'm not ranking.
All right.
So okay, cool.
It's been you three.
It's mid. It's a mid so move. Go if mid. I'm a bad, then you're a bad fuck up.
Shut up! No! No, I'm not hearing that. No, I'm actually not hearing that. No,
there are some iconic scenes, though. Yeah. There are some iconic scenes.
Do you know, I do think that's, again, that's the Hitch era of movies where, like, you could get away with it as long as you had an iconic scene in it.
Yeah, like three, four, like, moments.
It's not good. The movie as a thing is not good.
But there's three or four really great scenes. But it has moments. 90 minutes long.
I'm watching a movie. Perfect. I'm not watching scenes.
You are. When it's 90 minutes long, you are watching scenes.
I think also, okay, at that point, okay, like, the rom-coms weren't super layered. Do you know what I mean? Okay, and that felt like it was a little bit more layered
than
the layer?
Traditional
rom-com.
Yeah, I wasn't
going
to...
It's more like... It's like a... It's like... I think that Forrest Gump here is a backdoor rom-com. Right. Okay. Like.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Bit of a weird. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you, but there's some things we should say about the romance in that movie.
Because it should be a rom com. Yeah. Talk about it. Should be a rom com, but he's getting finessed. All right. Okay. All right. Full
here's
stop.
Here's your trailer.
Yeah. Whereas like Notebook is almost the more streamlined version of that story. Okay. Just more. Traditional in its outlet, so it's not as exciting, okay, but it has got these beautiful moments, okay, where you go, rah, that seems like it could be real, even though it's probably not, but safe. So for me, Elite.
You to Elite, I'm mid.
Ooh. I went for GOAT, actually.
Oh, GOAT?
Yeah, ooh. But mainly to prove a point, actually.
No, Elite would be middle.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been Elite,
GOAT, and mid.
So now... I'm saying we'll have to rank it to like make it two to see who goes to.
No, you just go for Elite.
In the middle,
are you not being serious right now?
It's just, like I'm giving it negative one, she's giving it one, he's giving it zero. All equals zero.
What the hell is
Elite? Yeah.
Sorry, brother. Did you just want to say? You can tell us what you want.
The next one is a Blood Diamond.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
I can't put it in GOAT, but it's a great movie.
I'll put it in Elite or mid.
I think it's one of the first films that I grew up critiquing because I was born in Sudan, you know what I mean? Okay, and then I was like looking at it that film with Jared Butler where he
Preacher.
You didn't come to Sudan and save us, bro. Chill out, bro. Yeah, okay, yeah. I don't know who the hell you think you are in it. Okay, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Is his accent good in that movie as well? No.
Bro, there was a point, okay, where he gives someone like a football top and it's like, wow, I'll headbutt you, bro. Are you dumb? Like, look, honestly, it was so Blood Diamond for me, okay. Like, at first, I was like, oh, wow, sick. Okay, cool. And then, like, halfway through the film, I'm like, he doesn't need to be here for this long. This is like him doing this doesn't change anything or change anyone's minds about what's actually happening. And if they don't actually address
the wider
issue. Yeah. So for me, it's unrankable.
It's a good movie. I can't bring my math to say Elite, so I'll go mid.
I'm okay with mid.
Mid.
Yeah.
Take it.
All right, Ratatouille.
Go.
I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
What?
I have a phobia of rats.
Go.
I have a phobia
so
of rats.
So they can't rank it, so it's going to be go.
No, well, no, wait. I'm unrankable-ing it.
That's what it works for me.
That's still a ranking.
I'm putting it go because I think it's a go.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. That scene.
Not like a Ratatouille, just
it's a red flag.
Yo, that scene at the start where there's a scene, okay, where like there's like an old lady, right? And the roof comes down and there's like 100 rats, okay, that just come through. And that is my worst nightmare.
But it's also
I will kill
a cartoon.
Myself. Huh?
Like it's not even, it doesn't even
the
look
rat
like
is making
real
you
rats.
Food, bro. I mean, the crazy thing is, okay, afterwards you find out, okay, that a ratatouille is a vegetarian meal. I was fuming.
Oh, he's jarring me.
He's all for peppers.
Wall-E is my Pixar movie.
I love Wall-E.
The next film is American Gangster.
Gaz?
That's a tough one to rank, you know, because I actually don't think it's, yeah. I love the movie for what it is, but I don't think it's like great. But I still love it, if that makes sense.
I'm so surprised.
I'm with you.
I'm actually shocked. I thought you were going to say great. Like, go. That's why I said
no, it's not, that's not even Denzel's best.
Yeah, no, but I don't think Gatsby's best would still be like a great movie.
The Jay-Z album we got on side was better.
Oh my God, Jay-Z album.
I think then, I'd put it as Elite though. I don't think it's mid.
Mine's Elite or GOAT?
All right, so we'll go Elite.
I'm going mid.
I would never say mid. It's Because I put other movies.
No, but if he's going to go mid, I want to hear why he thinks he's mid.
I just think when I think about elite GOAT Denzel movies, it doesn't come close.
But you're, so I think you're ranking it in terms of Denzel as opposed to like
movies. I don't think he's got great movies. I think he's got a lot of duds.
He's just great in his
Denzel
movies.
Is brilliant in bad movies.
Yeah.
And I take Denzel out. Is that movie like memorable?
Is it Flight?
Yeah, Flight.
Like, Flight's not amazing, but Denzel, fucking really good.
The time travel one.
He's really good in that.
He's brilliant in...
He's just brilliant.
Do you know what? It's a mid movie that Denzel makes elite.
Okay.
Russell Crowe's good as well, though. Russell Crowe was really...
I would say Elite.
It's a really good acting cast.
I'm happy with Elite. I'll change. I'll go with Elite.
Yeah.
What about you, though?
I just don't want to watch it. I think want to put it on.
Yeah. In this ranking, I put Elite as well. I don't think it's GOAT, but I think it's Elite. It's a film that I really like to watch.
Yeah.
There's certain scenes that still stand in my head when I think about that movie as well. Mm.
I do think about when he's snitching at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, smashes the cup off the table.
That one. There's the coat as well. The coat scene.
Yeah.
Clean up my coat.
Do you know what? It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Denzel.
And lastly, just the Idris Elba scene, Tango, when he... At the start.
Back again.
Idris.
Hey, listen, Idris is all right, you know.
Yeah, it's another... Yeah, it is. Like, it's got many iconic scenes. Yeah.
The Departed. Idris is all right. The Departed.
Goat, baby. That's a goat movie for me, man.
It's elite.
Can I watch The Departed?
It's elite.
Maybe
elite.
I have.
The Departed.
Nothing's coming to mind.
Honestly, I know we should hate him, but Mark Wahlberg kills that.
I can't believe how good he was.
Wait, what happened?
I can't believe how good he was.
Why do we hate Mark Wahlberg? That man is a hate crime. He beat up a Korean guy. And like, he's full on. He's a hardcore.
Two cases of
Back in his Marky Mark days when he was younger.
Oh, okay. No, he wasn't that young. It was the 90s. I'm not hearing it.
No, I'm saying when he was younger. Time is literally.
That's still like 30 years ago.
Then he tried to appeal it. Yeah, and
he did. They scrubbed it from the record.
Yeah. As long as I'm still on this earth, everyone will know that he did that twice.
He's a shitty guy, but
he went to jail, came back out, and did it again.
Isn't RDJ just a shitty guy too as well? RDJ.
I mean, yeah, he was a shitty guy at some point.
No, he's just a drug addict.
Yeah. This guy,
he's got hate crimes.
Hate crimes.
And then he went to jail and then came out and did that shit again.
But now he likes rap.
Cheryl Cole vibes.
So we're going to Elite.
I can't rank it because I haven't watched it.
And then.
I said Goat.
Goat.
I think that movie's so great.
Elite. But that's maybe because I haven't watched it for like.
I watch that movie every year.
By the way, it was October the 31st recently, and we still haven't said a certain movie.
Between the 2000s and the 2020s.
Okay, just making sure.
I'm afraid it's not in there.
October 31st, yeah. Just making sure.
Superbad.
No,
the other day.
It's the 2nd of November. Yeah, sorry.
Superbad. Elite.
It's a GOAT film.
I think it's GOAT. Yeah.
I'm actually not angry at GOAT. I won't lie.
It's GOAT.
I'm more angry.
Two GOATs, one Elite.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
right. Revolutionized comedy film.
Really
I don't watch comedy.
I don't know.
It's Seth Rogen.
You don't watch comedy much. The accusations of you not laughing.
one of my favorite series is actually a comedy. So, I will speak about it.
What?
I can't say it now.
Oh, because you're gonna say it later. Okay, cool.
All right, we'll go Moonlight.
Oh,
Goat.
Goat.
Don't want to hear you. I'm scared you're gonna say something else. Are you gonna say goat or nothing?
Give him a chance. Give him a chance.
Just remember what you said.
It's homophobic if you say anything else. It's homophobic.
Normally, I'd agree with you attacking, but give him a chance to go.
God,
I'm waiting.
Unrankable.
Now, don't be a victim, though.
I'm joking. No. It's an elite film.
That movie makes.
No, it's not elite. It's a goat film.
And also,
I'm fine with someone saying.
No, I'm not actually.
Also, wait. Okay.
Feels like a hate crime.
Also,
it is a hate crime.
Could I just say as well, by the way? Can I just say as well, I think I enjoyed that film more because I was like, fuck, La La Land.
Same.
Yeah, so I was I'm gonna enjoy what Moonlight is, right? So my first watch, okay, I was like, this could be shit as ever. I'm gonna fucking back it, right? And when halfway through, I'm like, you know what, nah, it's a good film.
I can't get through that without. That movie fucks me up.
Yeah.
That and Past Lives are the two movies where I'm like, I can't get through this.
I watched it with my sister, and I don't like watching like films with her because she'll just like look at me when I'm getting like kind of emotional, like bitch ass nigga. You know what I mean?
That's so, the worst kind of people. I'm in it. You keep me in it or leave.
100%, right? So even, do you know,
I'm shaming him.
What do you mean?
You're out here crying about a movie that's not even your goat movie. What do you mean? It's either a goat film or it's not.
I cried at Kevin James in Here Comes the Boom. Don't start with
And me. I'm like, shaming you,
you too.
You
can cry at anything.
I cry at a lot of films.
Yeah.
I don't be shaming. Depends. I cry too.
Go.
But it's different when I do it.
I cried at the Guardians of the
two elites, two goats.
Two goats, yeah.
So it's goat.
Tiebreaker, goat.
Yeah, it's goat.
Yeah.
No, it's goat. Anything other than goat is homophobic, guys. Just so you know.
I also love that, like, that movie will live on forever because of the drama at the Oscars. Hell yeah. We'll never not know about Moonlight.
Hell yeah.
People will discover. Oh, such a good movie.
Ocean's 11.
Goat.
Goat.
I'm minus Don Cheadle's fucking accent, yeah? I said to you, yeah?
I love it because it's so bad.
It makes it borderline unwatchable.
I love a bad English accent.
No, man. I hate it. Like, it makes my blood like, oh, I can't. And he was like, oh, governor. Oh, God.
Keanu Reeves and Dracula, have you ever heard that one?
No, I
don't
know.
One of the worst English accents of all. I love a bad English accent.
I know, I really hate it. It cringes me out a lot.
What did you guys think of David Johnson's accent in The Long Walk?
It wasn't good.
I really liked it.
It wasn't good. No, it wasn't good.
It didn't stand out.
No, it really did.
I don't think it was great. I also he was still good, even though the accent weren't great.
Yeah, he was fantastic, but...
He was good.
I didn't plot then.
But he's
good.
I think that's what it is.
Maybe because he was so mad.
His performance was still commanding, but the accent was a bit...
The accent was so shaky.
But yeah, go.
Hey, listen, we can critique David Johnson.
But he's going to have a... Yeah.
We can still critique these guys,
though. He's still... Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
I know. I couldn't let you.
Kids, on to the next movie, please.
So we had it as.
We had two goats. You've chosen goat. Yeah.
It's
goat.
So,
goat. All right. And then the next one will be Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Goat.
Goat.
Mid.
Can we just move on to the next movie? It's mid. Yeah.
So okay. Elite then. Yeah. So it, no. Yo, what do you mean, dick face? Okay. He said goat, mid equals elite.
I said mid.
Huh?
And I said mid.
No,
that
would just that's not a tiebreaker. No, for real. You need to learn to count. You don't need a tiebreaker.
It's elite. Basically, it means it's elite.
Don't piss me off. Why can't you do this?
It falls into elite. It falls into elite, bro.
Were you good at
and
were you
no.
Good
at
were you good we'll at take that. Because, by the way, it is an elite film, not a GOAT film. But I knew that was going to happen. So now we're back in
so
elite.
You know it's elite.
Too late. Move on.
Love Actually.
Mid.
There's too much rom-coms here.
Whoa.
And rom stuff. Whoa. Let's move on, man. Can we move on to rom stuff?
Love Actually is not mid. That's elite.
Mid.
Elite.
Mid. You know what?
I hate Richard
borderline Kass, ass film.
It's about time in that list. No. Thank fuck.
Take it the fuck back. You think that's what?
What happened in that movie?
Okay,
a white boy got time travel and nothing bad happened to him. Great, move on.
But why would it? Is anything bad happened to him?
All right.
He's a white man.
He needs a problem. I need something to buck up against.
Honestly, goat.
Goat, yeah. I'm a goat on Whiplash.
It's goat,
man.
It's goat.
I should hate that movie, but...
Why? It's nothing about...
Because I grew up in that. The dance industry is full of people throwing shit at you.
Okay.
When he threw the chair, we all went, okay.
J.K. Simmons, jump with it. J.K. Simmons, man.
Yeah,
he's a guy.
Every part of that is fantastic.
Yeah.
What's his name? Miles thingy?
Miles Teller.
Who doesn't rate the film, by the way?
Yeah, he doesn't.
That's not true.
I don't think he's watched it.
No, because I was blind ranking. I put it in fourth, by the way.
Okay. What was Kimo first? Was it Black Swan?
Yeah, but doesn't blind mean you don't know what's coming then?
Yes.
Yeah, so
you put Black Swan like third and you put...
I think Black Swan's a great movie.
And then you put Whiplash fifth.
Four.
So make this more interesting.
I don't think that's
how far
a bad
shout.
Black
the
Swan
end?
Is a brilliant movie.
Yeah, thanks so much.
5 minutes.
It's my people.
The only reason I say that is because if we do a couple more movies, we should then do like the top five of the list or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Otherwise, the conclusion's a bit dry.
Say no more. All right, the next one then, Shutter Island.
Go.
Mid.
Go!
It's elite.
Mid.
Allah Akbar. Mid.
Even Martin Scorsese hates that movie.
Who cares what he thinks?
It's his own movie and he hates it.
Yeah, man, that's cool.
Unrankable.
He's 5'2".
Unrankable is crazy. I guess
end of that movie, 5 minutes in, I was like, okay, yeah, he's one of the craziest.
Shite. Because the whole thing is the...
Shite.
So literally, the whole thing is the plot twist.
Mark Ruffalo and Leo's individual performances are incredible, right?
Fine.
Wait, okay? The support cast outside of that, okay? So anybody that was working as a guard or blah, 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 were mid. And for half of it, okay, you go, why are they so mid? And then you realise, okay, because they're supposed to be mid. They're supposed to be bad actors. That's the whole point of the film.
Unrankable.
Go. So you're gonna say go and then cool, yeah?
No, because what did Gaspar?
Wait, Kiz, are you gonna listen to what he has to say?
No, so I'm gonna do it the way that you guys said it. So if it's in between, we're gonna like.
So you're elite.
I'm elite.
I said mid, I'm rankable, and you're saying go.
Oh shit, so it's
not
God at all then.
Not a God.
So then now you can
it's between mid and elite then. You've got to choose.
Yeah, I'm gonna go elite.
I might put unrankable so we can get it mid to go.
That's another one of those like. I get it. It's an iconic fucking bullshit. All
right, we've got three more guys. No Country for Old Men.
Go.
Elite.
Elite.
That movie is so full of tension. It's crazy. From
you know what? Something you're picking up. Mid.
It's got Javier Bardem.
That's crazy. Really
yeah.
Why?
Javier Bardem's got like kind of this.
Why?
I
watched it.
I think half the film is good.
Oh,
I think half the film is good.
Sam got the worst taste ever, man.
Why? I generally think that
they say that's the best portrayal of like a real sociopath. As well.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that the second half of the film, okay, where you almost see with this like thing and twinge in him, okay, is like it. And I think it's like I'm not against build up or like whatever it is, okay, sounds but like I think he was very surface tone, which again I understand is also part of his like cycle.
He's a sociopath.
Yeah. But it's tough because I don't think it's mid, but I don't think it's elite.
You're saying mid?
Put it in mid.
I think it's elite, man. I think the tension throughout the movie, I love the way it's shot. Josh Brolin, the payoff between those two, the balance between the two characters throughout the cat and mouse chase. I love a cat and mouse chase.
The Woody Harrelson scenes as well. He's so good.
I'm a slut for a cat.
What's the last scene again? Chase,
so I'm gonna be honest with you.
Tommy Lee Jones is having a conversation.
Yeah.
Such a gorgeous scene.
Such a good scene.
And the scene in the hotel when he's
scene in the hotel. Yeah.
Okay, I'm moving to elite.
So elite.
Goat.
Scene in the hotel, man, when he's behind the door and you can see.
Oh my god, bro!
The lighting
is that Coen Brothers' best movie? Maybe. I mean, I'm.
Who was the cinematographer? Roger Deakins. Yeah, it was Roger Deakins. He's so good.
Goat.
No, I'm Goat. Well.
No, Elite. Prison
is so scary. I haven't finished that.
And
Elite.
So Elite.
I haven't watched that.
All right, because the time, we'll do one more.
No.
Do like five more.
Five more. All right, cool. Wedding Crashers.
Mid.
Got nothing to offer.
That's
you.
Good, then.
You not watched it?
No.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's a definition of second screen.
All right, cool. The Incredibles.
Go.
Oh, that might be a goat.
Go. That's.
I think.
One and two, actually. Go.
I never saw two.
Two is so two good. Two's also a bit of a horror. Like, there's one scary I've seen.
Oh, wait. No, I've seen it.
Yeah.
It might be a goat.
Yeah, goat.
I think it's hard to argue against goat.
Yeah, goat.
That's your favorite animated film, isn't it?
Me?
Yeah, I don't watch much anime, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Definitely.
Cool. Gladiator.
Oh.
Elite.
Mid.
Elite.
I actually watched that recently, you know.
It's kind of between mid and elite.
It's fine.
Elite.
So you're going to go
elite.
I got mid, you know.
Can I say a few quickly? Because I watched that like 2 weeks ago, rewatch. In this rewatch, I clocked, the writing in that film was awful. The writing in the film is actually so fucking bad.
But loads of movies, but this is what I'm saying about all these movies. Hitch, all
but they
of
was,
it.
But they were like
these
spectacular.
Are average writing movies with a few epic scenes, and that's all audiences needed.
Yeah.
That one bit of him going, "Are you entertained?" is the whole movie.
Yeah. And bro, it's so nuts, okay, bro. He was like the leader of all these armies, okay, right? Okay, and then he comes back here like 3 years later, right? He walks into Rome and nobody recognizes him. He literally brought peace to Rome, right? And nobody recognized him. Huh?
You wouldn't recognize him.
Why?
This wasn't a day that had cameras.
Oh my God. No, bro. No.
Legit, they wouldn't recognize
Brody, bro. In thingy, Gladiator 2, right? Who's the actor?
Denzel.
No, keep going.
Pedro.
Sorry.
Pascal.
Okay, yes. Pedro.
He's being celebrated.
Pedro
in the street,
is being celebrated in the streets, bro, because
they revolt for him.
Exactly, like, bro.
And if he was wearing rags and walked around the street, they probably wouldn't recognize him.
Yeah.
I disagree.
All right. Time to wrap it up. Last one, guys. Gongo.
Goat.
I mean, you can keep saying it, but I hadn't
goat,
finished.
Yeah. Female revenge movie. Goat.
I'm going with elite.
Yeah, it's elite.
Goat.
All right. So that's the way ending it then.
No, this time you didn't vote.
What did you put?
I said goat.
Yeah.
Goat.
It's elite.
Are you joking? That is a goat. No, that's a goat movie. Every single moment of that movie, yeah. The chapter-based storytelling is so good. Yeah. And then the way the twist happens, yeah, it's like, and then the cool girl speech.
I agree with everything you're saying.
The cool girl speech as well, on top of that, it's shot so well. And I didn't know Rosamund Pike wasn't American as well.
I found out then that she wasn't.
Saltburn, yeah.
Yeah, I found out in Saltburn, to be honest, when she was.
I'm finding out right now.
I think all of that stuff is great. But it just doesn't hit me as a GOAT movie, though.
Tyler Perry's the only reason I wouldn't. I'm joking. I love
Tyler
Perry.
He's good at that movie.
I actually read the book. Prior to this.
So you did a siphon, you can't, that's not fair. You did a siphon.
And I'm in the belief that books are better than films, okay? But I won't lie to you, okay? When I watched the film, yeah, I was like, wow. Like they done it so well. Like as in the film was so good, okay, I forgot parts
that's
of the book.
That's another thing where I'm like, great, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, what does that matter? I just don't care.
Translating art is so important.
Yeah, sure. But I don't, it doesn't make me move it to
the It only matters contextually to the person that's read the book.
Exactly. Like, none of us read the book. Do you know what I mean?
No. But like, but that's also why I've got like a deep connection, okay, to think to Marvel. Right, because I read comic books.
That's the point.
It's a source material.
I get what you're saying, but as I'm just like, I don't.
Hamlet, all these things, okay, are from a source material. Hunger Games, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
Doesn't mean nothing.
Is there anything else you need to do?
It means everything.
Just a quick one, Jamal, before we wrap up the episode. Sure. I think you being here would be a waste of an opportunity of you being here if we don't speak about sort of what's happened in the last year or so with you, I guess, in terms of social media.
Sure, yeah.
Your critiquing of art firstly as a sort of platform and how it works in today's world, together with just your experiences on TikTok and social media, how's that been for you in the last sort of like year or so?
It's been a bit trippy, it's been a bit weird. I don't know, I guess that like I'm a little bit exhausted by everyone's exhaustion, by like this sort of, it's been a weird year for movies where I'm like, I'm hearing about great things. Sorry, Light One Battle, and then no one's going to see it, right? Even with all the stuff to talk about, it's still a movie worth going to see. I guess I like feel like I've got this agenda, which is just to sort of find an audience and try and drag as many of us back to the cinema and back and sorry, but watching stuff without a phone in our hand, and it's just
the dishes.
Why did you say sorry to me?
Now, the dishes thing.
That is the phone. My phone is up. I'm watching it on my phone.
Yeah, no, that's not the. That's not the.
You're doing what?
If I can't watch it on my laptop, I watch it on my phone.
I'm not watching it on my laptop. I'm watching it on the TV.
This is what Gen Z do, man.
This is what makes me laugh. Because you guys want us to watch more shit, yeah? We watch it and it's like, guys, I'm watching it correctly. Do you have enough free time to sit down, yeah?
Yes.
To sit down and constantly watch the TV screen?
Yes.
Average person does not have that time. No, not hearing it. Millennials are fucking annoying. You guys do this all the time. I swear to God, you guys do this all the time.
I watch stuff on my TV as well.
I thought this was my time to talk.
This is my year.
She does that a lot.
Yeah.
It's been a fun year. It's been a fun year. It's a new thing. I still make dance for a living. I'm still a choreographer. So I guess like it's a little side thing in my life. But I guess like I really like community. And sadly, that's the way to build a community. It's very hard to do that in real life anymore. Like I go to events all the time and I can't like drag people to those things too. So yeah, it's just fun. It's just a weird little fun thing. I love the hate. That's my favorite bit.
Oh,
I love every time I piss. When I said Fantastic Four was a 0 out of 5, that,
yeah, I can't lie, that fed me for weeks, man.
Why are people so angry?
Well, no, like I'm part of a like Marvel like forum, and we were calling you every name under the book, racial, everything.
Can I see it? Can I see the? Can I see the forum?
I think
it's just him and his own little chat.
I think me and Manny have had a conversation on the podcast before. I think it was the year 20, just to wrap up, it was 2023 into 2024. So there's a whole host of like movies that came out in that period that America got first. I think it was like
American back. That culture of them getting holdovers. Movies first is back.
I think it was American Fiction, Holdovers, Poor Things, October-ish. We didn't get those movies until 2024. And we discussed how frustrating it is where we come into the studio or we talk about stuff at home, about these great movies, like The Holdover is one of my favourites in the last couple of years, that people aren't going to see, but people are.
Strangers as well.
Materialist was one this year where like it had such a big hype over in the States and we got it months later.
Yeah, but people aren't going to watch what I would consider great movies. And I try not to judge people for not doing so.
I'm going to judge
people. But at the same time, it's like, you're going to watch Godzilla versus King Kong. To me, that's fucking annoying when you've got like a Holdover. You've got, what's come out this year that I really enjoyed? The Ballad of Wallace Island, which is a movie I've told loads of people they need to see, one of the best of the year. And it's like, it's a tough battle between the frustration, but then the love for the...
I feel it deeply that this is such a boring take, but it's all connected to me. So the fucking hell, the rise of like far right authoritarianism, of people not engaging with politics, all comes down to their intake, their cultural diet. People can't read a book. People can't focus on a book. People like, and to be fair, all these jokes about the washing up, I don't really care how you get it. Yeah. Get it in. I don't give a shit how you do it. And I'm a little bit bored at the current state of like movie going, of TV watching. If you're not doing it, I want to know what you are doing, what you're filling in your cultural diet. And it seems to be scrolling. It seems to be TikTok. The one thing I have said, I will say about doing TikTok is that I don't use it, which is great. I post and ghost. I don't scroll, and that's helped because I remember the periods of time where like, oh, my brain's not focusing. I can't stick on this movie long enough. So yeah, I'm with you. Holdovers was so one good. Of the best movies of that year. So yeah, there's good. Been a lot. I think there's been quite a few projects this year that no one went to see. Like, yeah.
Yeah, nice. No, it was Holdovers is one of my favorite films in the past 10 years.
And the last thing on that, I do think if you enjoy Godzilla versus King Kong, I have no issue with that. I think it's fine within the context of just entertainment. But like, Holdovers is there.
But like,
it's also a huge money thing.
Yeah. But yes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But guys, I'm like comfortable with people going to cinema for various reasons. Okay, maybe just to hear and some loud noises or some action or whatever it is. Okay, or like us, okay, to see like all of it. You know, good acting. Okay, good like cinematography. Blah, 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 whatever it is. Okay, so I'm happy with that because like I've got a cinema card, right? And I'll just go and watch random ass films. Like for films that like
it's my
like,
favorite thing. It's the best thing.
It's 100%, right? And then sometimes okay, you go, that was an ass film, but I'm not mad for watching it. Do you know what I mean? Okay, it's just there. And like,
the 2010s ended with Parasite being one of the best movies of the year, best movies of the decade.
Good film.
Could you trust a mass audience to go and see a movie with subtitles now? Almost seven, 8 years later.
I think more now because of Netflix.
I don't trust them anymore. I think people have.
No, definitely.
Streaming, you could argue, is going to be the hit, the end of that. Especially if Netflix get Warner.
Shogun.
Anyway. That was incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
people didn't watch it though.
Yeah,
because is that on Apple?
No, it's on Disney. No, it did quite
Disney
well.
Plus.
No, the numbers actually did shockingly well.
Yeah, I think globally.
That, yeah,
not here though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
You can say it was watched, but I don't know if it was us.
Yeah.
I just don't think we should be surprised at how shit things are, and then also be surprised at like the fact that no one's watching anything. That's why.
Everyone just needs to get a cinema card for any cinema because it's cheaper per month than it is to go and watch a movie.
One movie a month.
So honestly, if you pay for like. Insert cinema here, £15-18 a month, you can watch unlimited movies a month.
Yeah.
And it motivates you as well.
Yeah. I also think the cinema is expensive thing is a bit of a lie. It is more expensive, but what movies are the biggest movies every year? They're family movies. So people are like, I think the biggest movie of last year was Despicable Me, it was Inside. So clearly you're dragging your kids to see shit.
But yeah, they're
why
not doing
aren't
that
you
often.
On your own? Going to see some little movie at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Because they're working at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, but on that Saturday, they can...
True, good point.
No, and on that Saturday, they can get all the kids...
I'm freelance.
Yeah, and they've got to pick up £100. Let's do it. It's their one item of the quarter.
Yeah, stop having kids. That would be... Like, no one's asking for that.
And amazing. That's how we end it.
That's a wrap up for today. We are the Post-Credits in Podcast, a 14HQ original, lovers of film, TV and theater. Kiz, Jason, Manny, shout out to you guys. Huss. Shout out to you, Jamal. Thank you for joining us today. It's been a really good episode.
Thank you
so
much, T.
Solar, it's always a pleasure with you as well.
Thank you so much, guys. Loved having you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And that's us over and out.
Hi, I'm Lashana Lynch, and you are listening to the Post-Credit Scene podcast.